You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will... You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
Welcome into FNB Field in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where tonight the Bowie Bay Sox continue their six-game series against the Nationals' AA affiliate, the Harrisburg Senators. And we welcome you in here to the Keystone State's Capitol. I'm Andre Magiera with you on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame as we get you set for first pitch between the Bay Sox and the Senators. It should be a good one tonight from City Island, the ballpark, as Bowie looks to pull even in this series, the fourth of a six-game set. The Bay Sox dropped the first two, but won yesterday's contest in resounding fashion. It had been a quiet first two games for the bats for Bowie, maybe not in terms of overall production and the number of hits they're getting, but they were letting a lot of runners out on base. The Bay Sox were only 1 for 17 with runners in scoring position, and they had let a combined 17 runners stranded each of the first two games, where they only produced one and two runs, respectively, in those contests. But yesterday, the early morning start time, it must have woke the Bay Sox up, because they started out on fire in the first inning. Their first four batters reached, three of them picked up extra base hits. Heston Kerstad set the tone with a solo home run on the first pitch of the game, and the Bay Sox pounded out 15 hits, 11 of them for extra bases, en route to an 11-2 domination of the Harrisburg Senators to get back in the win column. That puts Bowie's record on the season at 9-19, and it snapped a streak where the Bay Sox had lost four of its last five. Now the tale for the Bay Sox becomes, can they put together consecutive wins? That's something that Bowie has not done since the opening two games of the season, and it's dug them quite a hole in the Southwest Division standings, as I'm sure we'll take a look at here in a little bit. So they'll be hoping tonight that they can right that ship and try to get back on track and put together some consecutive wins here against the Senators team this weekend. Taking a look at those Southwest Division standings here in the Eastern League, Bowie now sits at 9-19. They're 6.5 back. Harrisburg is a team right above them, so the Bay Sox have some chance to make up some ground. They'll still end the series in last place regardless of what happens, because they're 3.5 games behind Harrisburg with three games left, but the Senators are only three games out of first place as it stands right now. It's a logjam 5-1 in this division. Harrisburg is 13-16 on the season. Altoona 13-15. Erie at 500 right now, game and a half back. Akron's 15-14, just a game back. And they're all chasing down the Richmond Flying Squirrels, who have lost three games this week and sit at 16-13 on the season. It's a beautiful night for baseball here at FNB Field in Harrisburg. It's really just been a gorgeous week altogether, but particularly these last few days. It's been very warm almost, dare I say, a little humid. And the temperatures will be dying down as the sun continues to set here tonight in Pennsylvania's capital. It sat in the mid to high 80s throughout most of the day. Right now, the temperature is 84 degrees, according to the video board off to our right. But it does look like it's going to dip down towards the mid 70s by the time we get into the later innings of this one. Partly cloudy skies, but really just few thin, wispy clouds up overhead. Nothing really to take away from the beautiful blue skies as the sun is just beginning to tuck behind us here in Harrisburg, and the stadium lights have come on. A little bit of a later start time here today with the 7 p.m. first pitch. Let's take a look at the lineups real quick. Eston Kerstad's going to lead things off for the Bay Sox for the second straight game. Coby Mayo hits behind him, moving back into the field at third base while Kerstad's in right field. Cesar Prieto plays second base and hits third, and then it's a new introduction for the Bay Sox in the cleanup spot as Mark Colesberry comes down from AAA Norfolk to replace Ramon Rodriguez, who went on the injured list. He'll catch and hit fourth tonight. Zach Watson, the center fielder, hits fifth. Dante Williams, sixth in left field. Jacob Teeter at first base, batting seventh. Anthony Servidio at shortstop, hitting eighth. And Arison Plasencia gets his second start in three games, DHing and batting ninth. They're going up against Michael Cuevas on the mound for the Senators, who has had a mixed bag so far this season, but is coming off a strong start against New Hampshire. And he'll be looking to bounce back and get back on track as well against this Bowie lineup. Robert Hassel leads things off for the Senators, playing center field. JT Arruda bats second for them. Blake Rutherford third. Frankie Tostado back in the lineup, batting fourth, playing first base. Trey Harris in left field hitting fifth. Drew Millis, a switch hitting catcher, comes back into the lineup and hits sixth. Lino Valera seventh. Will Frizzell, the DH eighth. And Jose Sanchez batting ninth. Starters Garrett Stallings for the Bay Sox, who's been a mixed bag. Stallings has struggled out of the bullpen this season, but in his three starts has been pretty good when starting games off. A 2.40 ERA as a starter this season. The right-hander will be looking to get right after two poor showings out of the bullpen in his last couple of games. Well, speaking of starting pitching, that was kind of the sub-story of yesterday's game with the offensive outbreak for the Bay Sox, but it was another good start for Cade Povich. Second time this season, he pitched five innings and struck out 10, and we'll talk to Cade Povich when we come back here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Rams Head on Stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Back here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, we're joined by Bay Sox left-handed pitcher and top 20 Orioles prospect Cade Povich. Cade, you're coming off a stellar outing on Saturday, one of your best at AA so far. Five innings, no runs, just one hit, and 10 strikeouts. First double-digit strikeout game at the AA level, and it came against one of the best offenses in the Eastern League in Richmond. What was really working for you on Saturday?
You know, fastball was really working early. Just try establishing that. I think what Ramon had going as far as pitch calling was working really well, so I was just basically rolling with whatever he was putting out.
How's it been working with Ramon Rodriguez so far? There's been a handful of catchers already this season in Bowie, but what has stuck out so far working with him?
Yeah, no, he's always willing to talk. You know, I was able to get to know him a little bit in big league camp, and then, you know, just these past couple weeks, first getting to know each other. Just communicating what's working, what's on, what's not. and just kind of rolling with each other.
Now, Ramon's a guy that has a lot of experience at this level in particular and all throughout the Orioles system. Does that help? Does his experience help when you're game planning?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, we always go in the meetings. He's always prepared, pretty much already knows what's going on going into the meeting before the game. So it always helps confident-wise, knowing what he's putting down and knowing he's going to have good control of the guys that are coming up to bat.
Now, going back to your 10 strikeouts from Saturday, your strikeout numbers have been up in general this season. It's now three straight starts with at least seven of them for you. What testament to the work in the offseason can you put into getting those strikeout numbers up? What's really changed for you here this season?
I mean, I think overall it's just trying to improve on the stuff in the offseason, improve a little bit on everything. And this year, you know, the mindset's basically been just throw everything through a brick wall and not try and nitpick too much, just attack with my best stuff. And, you know, I think that gives credit to the catchers too. And the pregame kind of meetings that we have with Forrest as well, as far as being prepared and knowing the guys coming up to bat before the game even starts and having a plan.
Now, I'm glad you brought up Forrest Hermann, because this is a Bay Sox staff that's among the best in AA and throughout the Eastern League in general. And Forrest is a guy you worked with a little bit in Aberdeen after coming over to the Orioles system, and now having him up here in Bowie in 2023. What does it mean to get to work with him again, and how have you seen him affect the rest of the staff and lead to the hot start for the pitching altogether?
Yeah, I mean, we only got a couple weeks together in Aberdeen, and then during spring training we got during the offseason, actually, before spring training, we had a couple weeks where I was in Florida, so we were able to connect there, and then during spring training as well. So I think just him being able to work around with every single guy, not just put focus on certain players or certain pitchers, has really helped. And, you know, he looks at everybody and what their strength is, so he doesn't try and take, like, a cookie-cutter approach, I would say, and put one thing on everybody. And that obviously helps when guys are able to kind of be themselves a little bit.
What have you seen him do with you specifically that's helped your game the most?
Yeah, I mean, overall, it's just looking at pitches, looking at what's being thrown best, what we should go to, and then helping me kind of with the mindset of we're just going to go out there and attack and try and bully some people.
We're here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show with Bay Sox left-hander Cade Povich. Cade, so far, when you've been successful here already in 2023, it's come from finding that put-away pitch. That's really been the thing that separated you and your good start so far this season. What is the art of finding the put-away pitch? How have you found yourself developing that so far this season?
It helps when you get ahead, that's for sure. I think when you look at back at the couple starts that haven't been the best, it's fallen behind and counts early. You know, obviously when you get to two strikes as fast as you can, it puts more pressure on the hitter. You fall behind, you have to be able to put stuff over the plate, and that kind of takes away from being able to use a put away pitch. So just getting ahead in the counts early is really kind of where it starts. You know, I know it's kind of cliche, but strike one's the best pitch in baseball.
And what are you looking at specifically that has given you the consistency with getting ahead of guys?
Yeah, just like I said, when we talk with Forrest and Ramon and the catchers, just getting ahead early, imagining there's a brick wall back there and you're just trying to throw it through it.
Now, you came over at the deadline last year from the Minnesota organization in the Lopez deal. A lot of people asked you about coming over to the Orioles organization initially, but now that you've had some time to settle in, specifically here at AA at Bowie, what have your takeaways been so far being in the Orioles organization for this extended period of time and getting that first season under your belt?
There's definitely a ton of talent here. Hitters, pitchers. I know pitchers aren't necessarily looked at as the high talent in our org necessarily, but, you know, we have tons of guys that can throw on this team. Obviously, the bats are incredible. The fielding's incredible, which makes it very easy to throw to and have that kind of confidence. So it's nice having that. And then also just kind of being free. Orioles kind of, you know, they're very in-depth with you as far as specific things, but they're also allowing you to be free, kind of let you be yourself and do what got you here.
You mentioned the staff as a whole. Are there any guys that have jumped out to you specifically that you've been impressed with so far in the early portion of the season?
Yeah, I mean, so far it's hard to pick one necessarily, just because, I mean, you look up and down the board, everybody's going out there and performing. So, I mean, whether that be the starting rotation, the guys piggybacking off starters, or even the guys in the bullpen, everybody, I think from top to bottom, it's easy to trust them that they're going to go out there and shove.
And you talked about the defense as well. Obviously, it's been exceptional all around the diamond. You have Dante Williams on the highlight reel seemingly every night, and then great depth along the infield as well. How does it feel for you? How much confidence does it give you knowing you have that defense behind you every night?
It definitely makes it easier. You know, what I was saying, just attacking the zone. You know, it's easy to not try and miss bats because when you know you have a defense like that, and you know, ball's going to hit in the center somewhere in Dante's area, he's probably going to catch it. So it makes it easier. It makes you relax a lot more as a pitcher. Obviously, strikeouts are cool, but it kind of puts the pressure down. And, you know, I can allow pitches to hit some bats because I know some guys are going to be there.
All right, you have another start coming up later this week. Now, going off of that performance and your performances so far this season, where are you looking to grow and what's the next step for you here?
Yeah, it's I think biggest thing to grow is just continuing to work off of that. Just like everything, you know, whether you do good or bad, there's always something to learn from it, something to continue. So just trying to find the consistency, build off that momentum, and, you know, hopefully just try and keep winning as a team.
All right, Cade, well, we appreciate you taking the time. We appreciate your efforts so far this season, and good luck to you the rest of the way here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, so this is the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. That was left-handed starter Cade Povich. When we come back, it's lineups and a look ahead at first pitch between the Bowie Bay Sox and the Erie Seawolves. We'll be right back here on Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When work days are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Back at FMB Field in Harrisburg, a good crowd settling in here on a Friday night at City Island as the Bowie Bay Sox and Harrisburg Senators look set for the fourth of their six-game set. Bay Sox trying to even the series, sending Garrett Stallings onto the bump tonight. The right-hander has made three starts so far this season and looked good when he started games. A real problem for him has been in the back end of those tandems, and unfortunately, Stallings has worked in the back end of tandems in a few of his last appearances. So he'll be looking to right the ship and get back on track tonight. And the Harrisburg lineup that he will face starts off with Robert Hassel batting cleanup. JT Arruda hits second. Blake Rutherford third. Frankie Tostado in the cleanup spot. Trey Harris batting fifth. Drew Millis, the catcher, hits sixth. Leonel Valera seventh. Will Frizzell hits eighth. And Jose Sanchez at ninth, rounding things out against Stallings. The Bowie lineup looks like this, very similar to a day ago. Heston Kerstad leads off. Kobe Mayo second. Cesar Prieto hits third. Then it's Mark Colesberry, the new insertion, the new catcher on the Bay Sox roster, batting cleanup. Zach Watson hits fifth. Dante Williams will hit sixth. Jacob Teeter comes in after not playing in yesterday's day game and hits seventh. Anthony Servidio batting eighth. Arison Plasencia gets his second start at the AA level. He's DHing in batting ninth. Against Michael Cuevas, the right-hander on the bump for Harrisburg in tonight's contest. It has been a beautiful week for baseball all around here in Pennsylvania's capital. The temperatures today were warm towards the mid to upper 80s, and right now currently sits at 83 degrees. The temperature is falling fast as the sun continues to set here. It's just starting to set overhead behind us as the stadium lights have come on. So we're looking at temperatures. They're going to fall towards the mid 70s by the time they get to the later innings of this game. But Bowie, again, snapped a stretch where they lost four of their last five yesterday and are now looking for consecutive wins, which has been a rare feat for the Bay Sox, as well as win number 10 on the season. Try to crawl out of that hole in the Southwest Division, where they currently sit 6.5 back of first place Richmond in sixth. Harrisburg is right ahead of the Bay Sox in fifth. They're only 3 games out of first from the Flying Squirrels. It's a logjam up there, 1-5 in the Southwest, but it's an opportunity for Bowie to try to cut a little closer here in the standings these back 3 games of the series if they can start to get something going. And it's really going to depend on Garrett Stallings limiting the home runs and what's more one of the more pitcher-friendly parks here in the Eastern League, and try to get back on track in his own regard and give the Bay Sox some length. It won't be the most pertinent thing for the Bay Sox with Cade Povich's 5 shutout frames yesterday, but I'll certainly be hoping to get a little bit out of Stallings here tonight as he's moved back to the front end of that tandem and gotten the start tonight. Senators are taking the field. We'll step aside when we come back. It's first pitch from FNB Field. Bowie in Harrisburg. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack.
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry, visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steam Fitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Now let's go out to the field. It's Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
Ready to go from FNB Field. It's game 4 of this 6-game series between the Harrisburg Senators and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping by this evening alongside Andre Magero. I'm Matt Sabatis with you from Pennsylvania's capital. And as Michael Cuevas warms on the mound for the Senators, the starting lineup for the Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in right field, it's Heston Kerstad, followed by Kobe Mayo at third base, batting second. Cesar Prieto is the second baseman, batting third. Mark Colesvary is the catcher, batting fourth. It's Zach Watson in center field, batting fifth. Dante Williams in left field, bats sixth. Jacob Teeter at first base, bats seventh. Anthony Servideo, the shortstop, bats eighth. And Arison Plasencia is the designated hitter, batting ninth. The Bay Sox, the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Sherman Johnson, Forrest Herman, Tim DeJohn, Ryan Gohl, and Sam Sauer. Elise Kramer is the athletic trainer. The Bay Sox are 9-19 on the season, a one-game winning streak, 3-7 over the last 10, 4-7 on the road, 6th in the Southwest Division, 6.5 games out of first place. Again, the Bowie lineup features Kerstad, Mayo, Prieto, Colesvary, Watson, Williams, Teeter, Servideo, and Plasencia all to face off against Michael Cuevas on the mound. FNB Field in Harrisburg, 325 feet down the line to both left field and right field, 400 feet to straightaway center field. Alley's at 405 feet from home in both left and right, deepest parts of the ballpark, as Heston Kerstad digs into the box. Left-hander took the first pitch of yesterday's game deep to right center field for a solo home run, his ninth. He's got a 294 batting average and a 1042 OPS in 26 games this season. Four doubles, three triples, nine more home runs, as mentioned, 15 runs batted in. Right-hander on left-hander to start as Cuevas comes set at the chest. Steps forward, kicks high, and fires the first pitch home. It's a fastball, bounced foul right side. And we're underway at 7.03 p.m. on an 83-degree sunny day here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Wind only topping out at around 3 miles an hour. Pushing a bit out towards center field when it comes through. Next pitch to Kerstad misses outside, and the count runs even at a ball and a strike. It was a very good day for the Bay Sox offensively yesterday. They collected 11 extra base hits in an 11-run showing. The 1-1 pitch, and it's bounced slowly to the third baseman. Jose Sanchez charges gloves, sidearms a toss to first. It's up the line a tad, but it's in time as it beats out Kerstad 5-3, and we're underway with one up, one down. Let's tell you about the rest of the Harrisburg defense. From left to right in the outfield, you've got Trey Harris, Robert Hassel, Blake Rutherford, Jose Sanchez at third, Leonel Valera is at short, JT Arruda at second, Frankie Tostado at first, and Drew Millis catches behind the plate for Michael Cuevas on the mound. Here's Kobe Mayo, 277 average, a 940 OPS in 27 games. First pitch, he checks his swing and a called strike. Off-speed hits the knees, and it's nothing and one to start. Mayo joined in on a lot of the fun yesterday with a solo home run and an RBI double mixed into his, well, the Bay Sox 11-run showing as the next pitch skims down. Fastball at 93 miles an hour, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Michael Cuevas, 6'2", 165-pound right-hander, fires the next offering, and it misses down and away. Run the count to two balls and one strike as that slider clocks in at 82. 21-year-old Cuevas from San Antonio, Texas, 23rd round draft selection in 2019, fires the next, and a fastball misses too far low, and it's three balls and one strike on Mayo. 3-for-9 series so far for Mayo, five strikeouts, but more importantly, five walks. He's really been seeing the zone well lately. As the 3-1 pitch comes in, and he watches it at the knees for called strike. That one just barely caught the lower outside corner of the zone to run it full. Mayo on the season, 2-for-10 in full counts, 8 walks, 4 strikeouts. Bases empty, 1 away here on a scoreless top of the first. The Bay Sox scored 3 runs in the first inning yesterday morning before an out was recorded. But that's not a pace you can always imagine to happen in the first inning. Bowie is a strong first-inning team, though, this year. 3-2 pitch. Mayo bounces it hard up the middle to short. Gloved on the run by Valera. He gathers himself, throws to first, and it's just in time to beat out Mayo 6-3. Two up, two down. Umpiring crew for today's game sees Paul Romer at third, Jay Young Kim at first, Pete Talkington calling the balls and strikes behind home plate as Cesar Prieto digs into the box. Yeah, the Bay Sox have the third lowest batting average with runners in scoring position this season, but they have the highest overall batting average in the first inning of games this year, and the third most runs scored at 18 total. First pitch to the left-hander Prieto, and it's bounced foul up the first baseline. Count opens up at nothing and one. Lefty Cesar Prieto hitting .398 this season, leads the Eastern League in batting average and in total base hits at 45. 996 OPS in 28 games, 7 doubles, a triple, 3 homers. Next pitch, he watches fastball miss down, it's 1 ball and 1 strike. 12 RBI for Prieto, he had a home run yesterday, a solo blast, following Kobe Mayo's solo home run. It was the first set of back-to-back homers for Bowie since last season. 1-1 pitch, and Prieto rips the bouncer up the first baseline, a fair ball. 10-game hit streak for Cesar as it sneaks into the corner. He's around first, headed to second. Does he have the charge to third? No, it was a great grab in right by Blake Rutherford. Kept it to just a double, but Cesar picks up his eighth of the season, extends his hit streak to 10 consecutive games, one of the longest of the year for a Bay Sox batter, and now they've got a runner in scoring position for Mark Closevery. Cesar does have the longest hit streak for a Bay Sox batter all season, but that's from earlier this year when he went in 11 consecutive contests from the second game of the year out to the 12th. Now Mark Closevery digs in for his first appearance with the Bay Sox. Brought down from AAA Norfolk yesterday after Ramon Rodriguez hit the injured list. First pitch is fouled off behind home plate. Count opens up at nothing and one. Lozvere had 11 appearances with AAA, a 195 average with two homers and five RBIs, 649 OPS, 13 strikeouts, three walks with the Tides. As Cuevas comes set, a runner at second, two away. Scoreless top of the first, next pitch in, and it's belted into deep center field, but Hassel sees it. He'll take a few steps back and make the catch. Two out double by Cesar Prieto to keep his hit streak going, but as we go to the bottom of the first, it's Bowie nothing, Harrisburg set to bat. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Well, the Bay Sox strain a runner in scoring position in the top of the first inning, and as we move to the bottom of the first, it'll be on Garrett Stallings to make sure this game stays scoreless. Alongside Andre Magaro, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from Harrisburg, and as Garrett Stallings warms on the mound, the starting lineup for the Harrisburg Senators that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in center field, it's Robert Hassel III, followed by JT Arruda at second base, batting second. Blake Rutherford in right field bats third. Frankie Tostado at first base cleans up. Trey Harris in left field bats fifth. Drew Millis, the catcher, bats sixth. Leonel Valera, the shortstop, bats seventh. Will Frizzell, the DH, bats eighth. And Jose Sanchez is at third base, batting ninth. The Senators at the AA affiliate of the Washington Nationals. They're managed by Delino DeShields, assisted by Joel Hanrahan, Tim Doherty, and Oscar Salazar. Harrisburg is 13-16 in the season, a one-game losing streak. 5-5 over their last 10, 7-7 when playing in front of the home crowds. Again, their lineup features Robert Hassel III, JT Arruda, Blake Rutherford, Frankie Tostado, Trey Harris, Drew Millis, Leonel Valera, Will Frizzell, and Jose Sanchez, all to face off against Garrett Stallings on the mound. Left-hander Robert Hassel digs in, 276 average, 785 OPS in 8 games this season. Two doubles and a triple, no homers, 2 runs batted in. Infield playing him very deep with third base playing a tad in. The rest of the infield shaded on the pull side to the left-handed hitter. Stallings steps back, kicks high, and fires his first pitch home. It's a fastball. Called for strike in the lower inside corner at 93 on the gun, nothing in one to start. Hassel was batting second in yesterday's game, shifted back up to first today as the next offering misses down. It's 1-1. After Bowie had sent out their only left-handed starter, they wanted to switch things up, get a right-hander to lead off. But that didn't really play too well for Harrisburg. Next pitch misses up and away, and it's 2-1. Arruda had led off yesterday's game. Overall went 0-4, got hit by a pitch and reached on an error. That was it. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Bounced up the first baseline, but foul. Count goes even at 2-2 here on Hassel. Yesterday, Hassel, while batting second, went 1-4. He walked, he had an infield single, and he struck out thrice. Scoreless game here in the bottom of the first inning after Bowie had their best offensive showing in a little over a week, 11-2, their largest win of the season, besting their 8-0 shutout victory on opening day. 2-2 pitch. Just missed. Changeup runs the count full on this opening batter. Hassel 0-2 on full counts in his short stint this season, 4 walks. 3-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Great changeup high from Stallings. Opens his day with a strikeout. Let's tell you about the rest of the Bowie defense. Left around in the outfield, you've got Dante Williams, Zach Watson, Heston Kerstad, Kobe Mayo at third base, Anthony Servideo is the shortstop, Cesar Prieto at second, Jacob Teeter at first, and Mark Closevery is catching for Garrett Stallings on the mound. Here's JT Arruda, first pitch, switch hitter, watches called strike on the inside half, off speed, count starts out at nothing and one. 200 average for Arruda, 623 OPS in 26 games, 2 doubles, a triple, a homer. Next pitch. This is under the knees, 1-1. 9 RBI for Arruda, 2-11 overall this week. Garrett Stallings, 6'2", 200-pound right-hander, traded over from Los Angeles, the Angels, in 2020. Next offering, bounced foul. Rolls up the third base side, and the count goes to 1-2. I always forget at points how peculiar of a journey it was for Garrett Stallings to be drafted by the Los Angeles Angels but never appear in a professional capacity for them. He trained at the alternate training site. 1-2 pitch. Floated into shallow center field. Sprinting down Watson. He slides, but it bounces, it seems. No, he caught it. Zach Watson makes a sliding grab. Looked like that one hopped in. I think I might have caught a bit of the sun on that, Andre. Did you notice anything different? I'm glad if Watson's going to make a monumental play like that, but hey.
I saw the baseball move, and it looked like Jae Young Kim, the first base umpire, signaled that it was out. Maybe it popped out a part of the glove and stayed in the edge of the webbing. That's all I can think of.
Hey, well, whatever. Two outs. Here's Blake Rutherford. First pitch into the left-hander. Is a fastball. Too far down and inside. It's 1-0 to start. Harrisburg is in their alternate navy blues today. Senators across the front side of the jersey. White pants, red cap. Bay Sox are in their alternate black jerseys today. Next pitch to Rutherford. Misses down. 2-0. 300 average for Rutherford. A 1044 OPS in 8 games. 3 doubles, no triples. 3 homers. 5 runs batted in. Stallings delivers the 2-0. And it's checked on, called strike anyway. Changeup hits the outside half of the plate. 2-1. It's a black jersey with the orange scripted Bay Sox on the front side. The teal shoulder stripe and a black cap. Next offering is lined into center field. Watson now running back, curling over to his left side and makes the catch over the shoulder. Both directions, Zach Watson able to run down some well-struck balls and help Stallings with a perfect first inning. We're on to the second here, a scoreless game in Harrisburg. You're listening to Capital Gold, WNAV.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Another patient-first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Once again, welcome into FNB Field in Harrisburg. Alongside Andre Magaro, I'm Matt Sabatis with you. Glad you're taking time out of your day to catch a little Bay Sox baseball. Scoreless after one, Zach Watson leads off for Bowie as we move to the second inning. Michael Cuevas back to work. First pitch in from the right-hander, and Watson pieces it foul back to the screen. It's nothing and one to start. 250 average for Watson this season, a 757 OPS in 22 games. Can make an airline joke somewhere in there. No, wait, it's a 747 that everybody knows. Ah, dang, I was close. There's a 757, the 0-1 pitch. And Watson again fouls it off, this time off home plate. Count to nothing at two. You big airline nut there, Andre?
No, but I was ready to correct you, so I'm glad you caught it first.
There's got to be a 757. It's just the 747 that everyone is such a fan of. I don't even think they exist anymore. I think they discontinued them. It's the second inning. We're already off on the topic. 0-2 pitches. Line to left field. A base hit. Watson's got hits in three straight games now. Four of his last five. And he opens with a single here in the second inning. Well-struck ball at 103 miles an hour. And now Dante Williams to bat with runner at first. None out. It's only the second inning, and I'm already off in running just on a completely obscure subject that has nothing to do with baseball that I've only picked up based on just the concept of someone's OPS. Yeah, there's a 757. See, right there. Here's Dante Williams. First pitch to the lefty, and he watches fastball called for strike outside half of the plate. It's nothing and one. 139 average for Williams. A 486 OPS in 23 games. Four doubles, a triple. Still looking for his first homer. He's got 11 runs batted in. Runner at first. Nobody out here in the top of the second. A scoreless game. As Cuevas sets, rocks on that back foot against the rubber, and sends in. Williams bounces it off the mound and under the glove of JT Arruda into center field. That's a base hit, and Watson's going to go first to third. throw comes in and it's cut off at second base. Williams has hits in back-to-back games after his triple yesterday that came in the fifth inning. First and third, none out for Jacob Teeter, who's had a hot bat in this series. 182 average for Teeter, a 477 OPS in 20 games. Didn't get to tell you much about Cuevas in the last half inning. Each starting pitcher only needed 14 pitches to cruise through it. 1-0 record for Cuevas, a 5.75 ERA in five games all starts. 20 and one-thirds innings. Opponents hitting him at a 2.56 clip, but strikeouts and walks have been kind of a mixed bag for him. First pitch in, and Teeter watches fastball miss outside. 1-0 to start, and case can be made for that already. Through the first six batters, all six of them have put the ball into play. Only 15 strikeouts for Cuevas in the 20 and one-thirds innings, and 12 walks. He's also allowed two home runs. Next pitch, and Teeter swings too far ahead of an off-speed. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. First and third, nobody out here in the top of the second, a scoreless game. Garrett Stallings shut down the side in order thanks to some great grabs in center field by Zach Watson. That's grabs, plural. He made two of them. And a step off the back of the rubber for Cuevas. Pitch clock was expiring, but that's one of his two allotted. Dante Williams has the most stolen base attempts on the team this season for Bowie at eight. He's swiped five bags, but Drew Millis has a great arm behind home plate. Next pitch in, and Teeter fouls it off a home plate. Wouldn't have mattered anyway if Williams had decided to take off, but he didn't anyway. So on a 1-2 count, let's see if he tries something. Yeah, Millis has thrown out one-third of stolen base attempts against him this season, and that's in the upper percentile in minor league baseball with these new rules, these larger bases. Teeter steps out of the box, back in. He's still looking for his first home run. Two runs batted in for him this season. As Cuevas comes set, stretches out by the chest, and brings it in toward the gut. 1-2 pitch, and Teeter, a bouncer, out towards second. This will score the run. Scooped at second by Arruda to Valera, and then back to Tostado at first. It's a double play, but it does bring home Zach Watson. No RBI for Teeter, but the Bay Sox lead 1-0. That's one of the rare rules that I actually am able to remember at points, is that you don't get an RBI when you bounce into a double play. It goes 4-6-3 on your scorecard. And now Anthony Servidio steps up with the bases empty. Jose Sanchez is going to play in at third base. Servidio was slapping the ball well yesterday. First pitch. And he watches it miss down and inside. 1-0 to start. 207 average for Servidio. A 483 OPS in nine games. Two doubles, no triples or home runs. One RBI. He had both doubles in yesterday's game. Here's the 1-0. And he lifts it foul left side out of play. 1-1. Yeah, the extra base hits were all over the place for the Bay Sox yesterday. I had written it out on my social media at the very least. Didn't send it out on the Bay Sox social, but Andre was good to categorize it. Three home runs, three triples, four doubles for the Bay Sox. Next pitch is swung on and missed. And it's a ball and two strikes on Servidio. Bases empty, two away. 11 extra base hits for Bowie were the most by any team in a single game from the Eastern League since 2019. 1-2 pitches swung on and missed for strike three, and Servidio goes down on strikes. But two early singles does open the door for the Bay Sox to strike. A double play leads to a run, and we're on to the bottom of the second. Bowie up 1-0 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs, and more importantly, get your employees home safely, because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
One nothing buoy as we move to the bottom of the second here at FNB Field in Harrisburg. Garrett Stallings back to work. A 14-pitch perfect first inning for the right-hander. He faces Frankie Tostado to start, then Trey Harris, Drew Millis after that first pitch. Tostado watches off-speed, miss down and inside. 1-0 to open. 221 average for Tostado. 699 OPS in 21 games. 1-0 pitch misses down, and it's two balls and no strikes out of the gate. Two doubles, no triples. Two homers for Tostado. 13 runs batted in. He's got two strikeouts and two walks this week. Hasn't had a hit. Oh, no, 2-0, rather. Called a strike. Upper outside corner on a change. Two balls and one strike from Stallings. Garrett on the year. An 0-2 record. A 7.23 ERA in five games, three starts. He fires the 2-1, and it's lifted on a bouncer over to the second baseman. Prieto dives from the grass, from a knee on the grass. Throws to first, and it's in time. Full extension from Cesar Prieto, a stellar play. That's the reason they've been wanting to get him reps over at second base, and that's going to get him a couple of extra looks from the folks in Baltimore. They already know the exemplary play he can put on the left side of the infield, but I think he might have overexerted himself a little bit. Jacob Teeter goes over to check on him. He'll stretch out a little bit, do a couple of squats in the shallow outfield, and then finally reset to his position. Either way, great play. Here's Trey Harris. First pitch in, and the right-hander watches a fastball miss inside at 94, 1-0 to start. 354 average for Harris, a 936 OPS in 14 games, five doubles and a triple, no homers, three ribby, next offering. Called a strike, running even at one. Stallings has 18 and two-thirds innings under his belt this season. Opponents are hitting him at a 293 clip. He struck out 13 batters and walked only four. 1-1 pitch is checked on down low, called for strike by the umpire. Says Harris went around on that bouncing ball, and it's one ball and two strikes now. One, two. Fouled off. Home plate left side, and the count stays at a ball and two strikes. Stallings is coming off of back-to-back relief outings, neither of which went too particularly well. His starts for Bowie have been great. As another 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. Changeup down and away from Stallings. Second strikeout. He's retired all five batters seen here in the first inning and two-thirds. I mean, that's how it works. Stallings is coming off of two appearances in which he relieved Peter Van Loon both times, one against Richmond, one against Erie. He retired the first batter he saw a couple of weeks ago against Richmond, but then gave up four straight hits, eventually allowed five runs in three innings that day. First pitch here to Drew Millis misses down, and it's 1-0 to start. His last outing was not too much better. In fact, the opposite. 356 average for Millis, a 964 OPS in 19 games. He checks his swing on the 1-0 pitch. It's called a strike. Fastball inside half, and it's 1-1. Stallings came in, allowed seven hits to the first eight batters he saw, including his fifth home run. He did not escape the inning. Here's a bouncing ball back to Prieto. He gloves it with a slight bend at the knee near the ankle on his backhand side, and he throws to first base for the out. Back-to-back perfect innings for Stallings. Six up, six down on what's just been 26 pitches. Third inning coming up. Bowie leads 1-0 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green, Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green, Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green, Inc., your lawn and pest team.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This season, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary or specialty care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Book an appointment online at luminoushealth.org. That's luminishealth.org.
Well, fans, don't forget about the first of the Bay Sox Big Hitters bobblehead giveaway. It's Sunday, June 4th, when Gunnar Henderson hits the shelves. First 750 fans, ages 13 and up, will get it. Be sure to get your tickets at BaySox.com. On to the third inning here at FNB Field. Arison Plasencia leads off, the number 9 batter for Bowie, as they lead 1-0. Michael Cuevas back to work on the mound. Takes his time to turn and fire the first pitch. It bounces in, 1-0 to start. Second game at AA for Plasencia. He went 1-for-4 earlier this week with an RBI single. He also had a strikeout, didn't draw a walk. Very simple day, but a good day to get your first AA hit and RBI out of the way as soon as you get started. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and Plasencia bounces it slowly to third. Going to be a tough play. Charging in Sanchez, bare hands, throws, and it's on time. Wow. From that low sidearm angle, it's difficult to get a good location shot there. And Sanchez made it happen, 5-3 put out, and there's one away. Seston Kerstad will step up. Cuevas has been able to put together five innings a couple of times this season. Three of his five starts, he's gone exactly five. The other two, he's went three or fewer. As first pitch to Kerstad is fouled off to the right side, might have hit his foot. Nothing and one to start. Kerstad bounced out to third back in the first inning. 1-0 Bowie. And Cuevas fired five innings of one-run ball with four walks and three strikeouts against New Hampshire last week. Game that Harrisburg lost 7-2. Next offering is bounced up the middle, a base hit. Kerstad sneaks it into center field. His on-base streak extends to 17 consecutive games now for Bowie. He's got hits in eight of his last nine as well. Base hits in all three innings for the Bay Sox so far. Again, after collecting a road high 15 hits in yesterday's game. Season high is 16 when they beat Erie last week, but you know me. I like to keep track of as many statistics as I can and as many funky ways as I can, Andre. I'm just the numbers man. Here's Kobe Mayo, first pitch. He watches fastball called strike lower inside edge, and it's nothing and one to start. Oh no, I dropped my pen. I got it back, don't worry. I know you were on the edge of your seat, Andre.
I was.
Mayo, Mayo grounded out to the shortstop back in the first inning. Next pitch in from Cuevas, and Mayo lifts it in the air, first base side, but foul. Tostado jogged after it, but it's going to get out of play quickly. Count goes to nothing and two. Kobe Mayo was really putting bat on ball yesterday. He had his home run in the third, came off the bat at 111 miles an hour. As the 0-2 pitch is popped up. On the infield right side, Tostado down near the mound. No one near him. He makes the catch. So two away. Here's Cesar Prieto. After Mayo had that 111-mile-an-hour home run, he had a 106-mile-an-hour double. And then later in the game, I want to say it was his plate appearance in the seventh, he had a foul ball that went 107 miles an hour. He eventually struck out in that plate appearance, but my goodness. Here's Cesar Prieto, doubled up the first base line in the first. Bumped his hit streak up to 10 consecutive games. And now Cuevas steps off of the rubber. Or do we have a pitch clock violation? Looks like we do. Yeah, I think it was on Prieto. So nothing and one to start. Umpires didn't really signal it to the press box, though. They just kind of signaled it to pitcher and catcher. So the first pitch is swung on and missed down. So it was a pitch clock violation on Cuevas. So it's 1-1. Umpire's got to do a better job at signaling that. You've got to talk to the people actually running all of the in-stadium signage. 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed down, and it's 1-2 as Pareto is behind. Runner at first, 2 away here in the top of the third inning. Bowie had 1-0. Infield shaded on the pull side for the lefty Pareto. Cuevas sends home the 1-2, and Pareto floats it in the air, shallow right, but Rutherford, good jump on it, jogs down and makes the catch to end the inning. One out single by Kerstad, left at first. We're out of the bottom of the third. Bowie ahead 1-0. You're listening to Capital Gold, WNAV.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Listen to Bay Sox Baseball anywhere. Search WNAV on the iHeartRadio app.
Back in on Capital Gold WNAV, it's the third inning, bottom of the third to be specific. Bowie ahead 1-0 over Harrisburg. As Garrett Stallings gets back to work on the mound for the Bay Sox, 26 pitches over two perfect innings so far, two strikeouts, a line out, a fly out, two ground outs. 7-8-9 in the batting order for Harrisburg, starting with Leonel Valera, a 136 average, 404 OPS in 24 games, and the first pitch to him is fouled off of his foot. That's the right foot. He's leaning on the bat to keep a little bit of weight off of it, but now he uprights and is going to walk out of the batter's box over toward the third base side. That's the Bay Sox dugout area, and take a squat down, try and get a little bit of weight on it. Now kick up to stretch out those quads a little bit as well. The umpire gives him some time by brushing off of home plate. But Valera not going to need any assistance out of that foul. He'll just take his time and finally reset. Now the 0-1 pitch in from Stallings, and it swung on and missed. Great curveball from Stallings to maintain command of the plate appearance. It's nothing at two. And Valera steps out of the box again. Four-pitch offering for Stallings. Four-seam fastball. Going along with a slider, a changeup, and a curve. 0-2 pitch. Too far down and away. Slider that time runs into a ball and two strikes. Bay Sox got the only run of the game on a double play, of all things. Two early singles, one from Zach Watson, one from Dante Williams. 1-2 is fouled off. Bounces into the Bay Sox dugout, and the count stays. And Jacob Teeter bounced into a double play on the right side of the infield, made it possible for Zach Watson to come home and score. Another 1-2 pitch to Valera is swung on and missed for strike three. Boy, Garrett Stallings is in great command of his off-speed stuff so far. That's his third strikeout. We'll see how that fares on his second trip through the order, or if he goes for more fastballs. At the rate he's working, though, he won't have to start his second trip to the order until the fourth inning. Here's Will Frizzell. First pitch suddenly on its way, and it's a fastball too far down and inside. Count starts out at 1-0. Stallings did not give the game production staff time to finish announcing Frizzell or playing his walk-up song. He was just pitching. 1-0, and Frizzell takes a half swing in the zone anyway. Probably would have been called for a strike about going around regardless. It's 1-1. Frizzell, a 159 average this season, 525 OPS in 21 games. 1-1 pitch from Garrett Stallings is popped up. Foul ground, third base side, but it's going to slice out of play. Kobe Mayo was shaded towards second base anyway, so it would have been a long journey for him to get to the warning track. But it does set the count at a ball and two strikes as Stallings looks to strike out back-to-back batters. Base is empty, one away in the bottom of the third. 1-2 pitch. Skims in. Maybe got a little bit of dirt as it got to Colesberry. Count goes even at two. Well, I saw earlier this game that Ramon Rodriguez was doing some catching drills still, so hopefully that injury that sidelined him is not going to be for too long. The 2-2. Fastball up and away. Runs the count full. First full count for Stallings since the very first batter, Robert Hassel, struck out swinging. Frizzell 0 for 6 on full count, 6 strikeouts, 7 walks. Stallings sets at the waist. Steps back, kicks high, the 3-2 pitch. Down and in, and Harrisburg has their first base runner with a one-out walk. That's just the fifth walk given up by Stallings this season. The first four were squished together over the span of just two appearances. His start against Altoona, his relief outing against Richmond, two walks each. Here's Jose Sanchez, first pitch. Misses down, and it's 1-0 to start. 197 average for Sanchez, a 527 OPS in 22 games. As the 1-0 pitch is lifted foul right side out of play. One ball and one strike. 1-0 Bowie leads. Bottom of the third inning. Four hits for the Bay Sox. Harrisburg still looking for their first. As Stallings sets out of the stretch. First base side of the rubber. 1-1 pitch. Fastball too far down and away. And the count goes to 2-1. Well, so far, over the last two batters, Stallings falling behind them. He'd been at a pretty decent mix before these two batters, about staying ahead, falling behind on about half of the batters he's faced, splitting it down the middle. 2-1 pitch, called strike. He's really hitting the corners well. Look at that readout, Andre. I mean, he's maybe getting a little bit of help from the umpire on where that one's being located, but he's still using it to his advantage with those lower outside corners. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Got him with another curveball down low. Stallings strikes out his fourth batter. Field. After falling behind 2-1, that's a great commanding return to strike him out. And now Robert Hassel. Hassel struck out swinging on a full count back in the first. Stallings already set. Holds for some time. Finally brings in the first pitch, and it skips in. Kept in front by Colesberry, and the count starts out at 1-0. Do have to imagine what it's like working with a new catcher in a scenario like this. Obviously, Stallings was getting used to working with Ramon Rodriguez, Randy Florentino a little bit as well. I believe he's pitched against four different catchers already this season. Next offering, called a strike. Hits the bottom half of the plate, and the count goes even at 1-1. Bay Sox used basically four catchers all of last season between Maverick Handley, Cody Roberts, Michael Montecone, and Ramon Rodriguez at points two. Pickoff throw to first. Tag is late. We'll wait on the 1-1 pitch to Robert Hassel. Will Frizzell has only attempted one steal this season. He was successful. But yeah, Stallings was very used to working with just one of two catchers all last season. 1-1. Line drive, left center field. Watson sprinting, but it's down for a base hit. Harrisburg has their first knock. Great grab by Watson on one hop to hold Frizzell to just one extra base when he was thinking about going to third. But Hassel has hits in four consecutive games now, and Stallings loses the early bid for a no-no. And I'm going to blame Andre for that one. Andre brought it up after Stallings had retired the first six batters to say, hey, remember what happened the last time Garrett Stallings had faced off against Harrisburg on Mother's Day weekend? And I hadn't even considered it because, you know, it was a year ago. Anything older than 2 weeks is just gone from my memory forever. Here's JT Arruda. I'll fill you in on what Stallings did in a second. First pitch, and Arruda watches called strike. And that's the first called strike for Stallings since Valera to start this inning. Now runners at first and second, two away. But yeah, last year on Mother's Day, Garrett Stallings threw the 11th no-hitter in Bay Sox history. Well, he started it. Next pitch.
Down and inside. It's one ball and one strike on Arruda, who flew out to center field his first time up. It was the first game of a doubleheader against the Senators. Stallings fired six hitless innings with two walks. Morgan McSweeney came in and finished it off. 1-1 pitch. Down and in again. Two balls and one strike on Arruda. This third inning definitely stretching a little bit for Stallings as the Bay Sox lead 1-0. 48 pitches for Stallings. That's 22 in this inning alone. Two-one pitch. Bouncing ball up the first base line, but foul. Tito was running after it. Runners at first and second, so he's not fully committing to the runner at first base. So I had to run a little bit further, but it does run the count even at two, and Stallings can hopefully get out of this inning. Maybe with his fifth strikeout to go with it. He peers in. Stallings has not struck out five batters in an outing all season. 2-2. Down and in. Second full count of the inning, third of the game from Stallings. Arruda hitting 077 on full counts, but he's got an even number of strikeouts and walks. Runners will get a jump. There they go. Payoff pitch. Bouncing high. Out towards second. Gloved by Prieto. Throws across the body to first. And it's in time! Over 90 feet away for Cesar. And he saves the inning from extending. He's putting on a clinic over there at second base. We're on to the fourth. Bowie leads 1-0. Andre has the call next on Capital Gold, WNAB.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland. The real estate company of choice.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Bay Sox trying to win second straight game for the first time since opening day. They lead 1-0 as we head to the top half of the fourth over the Harrisburg Senators. Live with you here from FNB Field in Harrisburg, I'm Andre Magaro as Bowie sends 4-5-6 to the plate against starter Michael Cuevas. It'll start with Mark Colzaveri. Catcher making his double-A debut in the Orioles organization. And the first pitch is a fastball inside as he takes for 1-0. Colzaveri's 0-for-1 today so far. He flew out to center field his first time up. Ready on ready matchup with Cuevas, the 1-0. Fastball just a bit outside again, and the count goes to 2-0. Colzaveri was just added to the Bay Sox roster a couple days ago with the addition to Ramon Rodriguez on the injured list. As a 2-0, he flinches, but it's a fastball center cut for a called strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Colzaveri began the season in AAA with Norfolk in his first full season of the Orioles organization. The 2-2 is a called strike as well. Slider darted away and outside from the right-handed bat, but caught the corner, and now the count goes to 2-2. Next pitch on the way. Off-speed taken away, and the count goes full. Cuevas tried to find that low and outside corner again, but now a full count to the leadoff man here, Colzaveri. Was hitting 195 through 11 games with the Tides. Next pitch. Swung on, line drive up the middle, through for a base hit. Took a bounce near the second base bag, but it splits the difference between Valera and Arruda up the middle. And Mark Colesberry, in his first appearance for the Bay Sox, has his first base hit. Already the fifth hit for Bowie here in the fourth inning. They've hit Cuevas pretty hard. I'll bring up Zach Watson. Watson has one of those five Bay Sox hits. He singled and scored back in the second inning. In the righty box, first pitch to him. He takes low and outside and starts out ahead in the count at 1-0. Watson hit an 0-2 pitch to get that hit back in the second inning. Started the series 0-7, but right now he's 4 for his last 7. Next pitch on the way. Watson gets a piece, fouls it off right side. And the count's even at a ball and a strike out in front of an off-speed that was center cut. Cuevas comes set. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Watson flinches. Fastball high. He doesn't move the bat off his shoulders as he takes and goes ahead 2-1. Well, Cuevas has had some issues with being hit around as far as contact goes, and walks have also become an issue for him at times this season, but hasn't really backed down so far tonight. 38 pitches, only 8 of them out of the zone so far. He has fallen behind Watson here, 2-1. It's popped up, shallow left field. Harris breaks into the alleyway, and the left fielder makes a catch. Colesberry heads back to first base as Watson's retired on the slow sinking liner to left center, and there's one away here in the fourth. That'll bring up Dante Williams. Williams also singled back in the second inning. It was back-to-back singles for the Bay Sox that had runners at the corners with nobody out. Jacob Teeter hit into a 4-6-3 double play that allowed the run to score. He waits on deck. Williams, the first of two straight lefties, three straight actually, as he takes low in the count's 1-1 and no strikes. Only 3 first pitch balls for Cuevas coming into this frame, but he's missed out of the zone to start 3 straight hitters off. Williams back in the lefty box. Colesberry leads off the pitch. Off speed over the outside edge, taken for a called strike, and the count's 1-1. Williams tripled as part of yesterday's big day for the Bay Sox offense, and was also just a big day for him to get back on track, and he looks a lot more comfortable at the plate. Cuevas, a long pause before the 1-1, and Williams watches low again. Fastball below the knees, and the count's 2-2. Williams snapped out of an 0-for-21 stretch with that triple yesterday. He was also 2 for his last 45 before that swing, but maybe not completely indicative of how he swung the bat over the last week or so. Next pitch is swung on and missed. Off-speed that dove down on the left-handed bat. Got him out in front. Now the count's even at 2-2. But Williams has smoked a couple of line drives straight at infielders over the past 5 or 6 games and just hadn't been rewarded with it. But he cued a pitch down the right field line yesterday as he calls for time here before the 2-2 and put a really good swing on the ball and a bouncing ball up the middle off the mound for his hit back in the second. Dante Williams is already a plus defender. If he can find a way to get that back going this season, he's going to be a big help for the Bay Sox. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Cuevas went back with the changeup. It was over the inner third and low. Williams chased. He's down on strikes. It's the second strikeout for Cuevas, and there's 2 down now in the fourth. That'll bring up Jacob Teeter. He's had himself a good series so far as he digs into the left-handed batter's box. 3-for-8, but again, that double play ball did get Bowie the only run of the game so far his last time up, and he'll take a fastball outside. Start out ahead 1-0. But Teeter, we said it, his season has been a lot of peaks and valleys so far in 2023. Next pitch to him. He'll take off speed that breaks center cut and leaving the count at 1-1. Teeter was 0 for his previous 13 after having hits in 5 of 6. but he's gotten it back on track in this series with a multi-hit effort on Tuesday. Didn't play yesterday against the lefty. Pickoff throw to first is in time. Nails Colesberry, who was leading towards second. It was a tight play, but the pickoff is successful. 1-3, sides retire. Cuevas faces the minimum in the fourth. On to the bottom half. Bay Sox lead 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAB.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
At FNB Field in Harrisburg as the Bay Sox lead 1-0 over the Senators here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Garrett Stallings still on the mound. He's set to face 3-4-5 in the Harrisburg lineup. It starts with Blake Rutherford, who digs into the left-handed batter's box. 0-for-1 today. The first pitch to him is down and inside. The count goes to 1-0. So Garrett Stallings out there on the mound for Bowie. He worked into a little bit of trouble in the last half frame, but remained unscathed as the next pitch is bounced up the middle. Shortstop Servideo ranges over behind the second base bag, fields it on a high hop, and throws to first in time. 6-3 erases Rutherford for the first out of the fourth. And that's a quick out that Garrett Stallings didn't need, but certainly helps after the last frame. He walked the batter on a full count, allowed a base hit. If it wasn't for a fine play from Cesar Prieto, who ranged over to his right from second base and threw out the runner by just a half step, the game would be tied right now. First pitch to Frankie Tostado is a called strike. Fastball outer third. Starts him out 0-1. Tostado grounded out to second his first time on a diving stop from Prieto. He's put on a clinic defensively tonight as the next pitch from Stallings bounces in. An off-speed delivery, and the count's even now to Tostado. But Stallings, despite the waves being ruffled a little bit in that last half frame, has still been very good as he misses here low and inside to Tostado. There's another changeup, and the count goes to 2-1. Stallings working quickly. Here's the next delivery. Swing and a miss. Blew the fastball by him. Just bounced center cut at 89 miles an hour, but Tostado was a bit late on the swing, and now the count's 2-2. Batter will take time here before the pitch. And it's been a badly needed bounce back for Garrett Stallings, who's kind of reversed the chain from a year ago. 2-2 is a swing and a miss again. Another fastball, this one geared up towards 90, and Tostado goes down swinging. Fifth strikeout for Garrett Stallings. He looks a lot more confident out there and comes to throwing his arsenal, his off-speed setting up the fastball, second time through the order so far, and it got Tostado swinging. Two outs and the base is empty for Trey Harris. First pitch, hit on the ground, right back up the middle. Stallings fields down over his left, shoots up, and underhand flip to first is in time. 1-2-3 frame for Garrett Stallings in efficiency as well. He leads 1-0 along with the Bay Sox. We head to the fifth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAB.
It's another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. Get the weekend started on the 19th with another glow-in-the-park glow stick giveaway. Don't miss out on another spectacular fireworks show on Saturday the 20th. And on Sunday the 21st, it's Bark in the Park. With every ticket purchased, your four-legged friend can join for free. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4377.
Another patient-first difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Well, fans of the Bay Sox taking on the Washington Nationals affiliate, it only feels fitting to remind you about Washington Capitals Night coming up at the ballpark. Friday, June 16th, 7.05 p.m. start against the Richmond Flying Squirrels. It'll be Capitals Night at Prince George's Stadium, where there'll be interactive games, an appearance from the mascot Slapshot, as well as a meet and greet with the Caps alumni. Also, the DL Hall poster giveaway to the first 750 fans. Busy night at the ballpark. If you want to be a part of it, get your tickets at baysox.com. First pitch to Jacob Teeter here in the top half of the fifth, with Bowie leading 1-0. It's a called strike on a center cut fastball. And I'll start him out at 0-1. Pardon me, called it a ball as the next pitch is swung through. And the count goes to 1-1. Thought I had seen the finger wag come up there from the home plate umpire, but it's 1-1 here to Teeter, who was at the plate when the top half of the fourth inning ended. More on that after the 1-1 pitch. Teeter watches high, a fastball, and the count's 2-1. Teeter was at the plate when Mark Colesberry was picked off of first base. That ended the inning for Michael Cuevas. Next pitch. Cuevas fires another fastball just above the letters. A good take from Teeter. Count goes to 3-1. Pitch was just a tad outside as well to Teeter, who's had a disciplined eye throughout most of this series and really throughout the last handful of series. His swing decisions have been very good. 3-1, watches low and inside. The ball skips in over his shoe tops. And it's a leadoff walk to Jacob Teeter here in the fifth. First free pass for Cuevas. Bay Sox have the leadoff man aboard. That's the fourth straight inning Bowie's got the leadoff man aboard against Cuevas. He'll be looking to add on some insurance here with Anthony Servideo. He digs into the lefty box. He's 0-1 today with a strikeout. Right-hander rocks back and forth on the first base side of the mound. First pitch out of the stretch. Fastball at the letters, a called strike. Right over the outside edge, and it starts Servideo out 0-1. Servideo went down swinging in the second inning. As the 0-1 comes in and bounces in. Good block from Millis out to his right-hand side, sliding across to keep it in front. It was a moment's hesitation for Teeter, but he stays parked at first as the breaking ball bounces in to make the count 1-1. Servideo had a good offensive game yesterday, a pair of doubles, and he's really starting to find his timing at the plate. Cuevas fires the 1-1, and it's bounced on the ground to the first baseman Tostado. Steps on the bag, the throw goes to second. Teeter slides in, and he's tugged out by the shortstop Valera. Very unconventional double play, but a clean one regardless from this Harrisburg infield. Now they're going to call it a foul ball. Okay, the crowd started cheering. It looked like Servideo took a step back towards the dugout, but then the first base umpire signaled that ball was foul. Tostado kind of played it off like it was fair, as did Valera. And I think the crowd bought it, just not the umpiring crew. Servideo had bounced it up the first baseline. It is a foul ball. The count's 1-2. The next pitch. And he takes low, and the count's 2-2. And obviously a big swing. You're going for two outs and nobody on to Cuevas needing to find a put-away here. To Anthony Servideo. Now the third base umpire is taking his time moving across Paul Romer over towards the second base back. These last few pitches have been all out of sorts. But we're set to go, the 2-2. Fastball well outside. Good stop from Millis. Had to leap out of his crouch out to his left to snare that one, pull it down, and keep it from getting to the backstop. Wild miss, and it's 3-2 to Servideo. And Cuevas, who started hitting the zone very consistently the first three innings, is starting to slide back to the mean a little bit here, second time through the order. Payoff to Servideo, swung on and missed. He'd been a little more outside of the zone so far, second time through the order, but he drops the breaking ball into the upper third, and Servideo swings through it. Second time he's gone down swinging. It's a third strikeout for Cuevas, and there's one down. And that's what has harmed Servideo so far. 18 strikeouts for him as Arison Plasencia steps in. To the righty box, the DH is 0-for-1 today with a ground out to third base. First pitch, swing and a miss. Vitardi on the low 90s heater over the inner third. He's behind in the count, nothing and one. Teeter off of first, led off the inning with a walk. About a step and a half lead, not too aggressive. Next pitch is knuckled foul right side. Jam shot on Plasencia, but it hits the netting above the Senators' dugout. The count goes to 0-2. Plasencia just his second appearance here at the Double-A level. Down in the count 0-2, the pitch. Watches breaking ball all the way outside. Good slide across again from Millis, who's been a brick wall back there in this half inning. Reaches across his body and shimmies on his knees to the right-hand side to keep the ball in front of him. And the count's 1-2. Next pitch from Cuevas. It's bounced mile high over to shortstop. They pick it. Valera, his only play is to first, and it's in time. 6-3 retires Plasencia. It was a mile-high chop right in front of home plate, so Teeter is easily able to get up to second. He's in scoring position with two outs for Heston Kerstad. Mound visit here from Drew Millis with Cuevas before Kerstad officially begins this plate appearance. Harrisburg is starting to get bodies up and walking around in their bullpen. There's nobody throwing yet. Pitching coach is now going to come out well and join this visit. It's his third time through the order here in the fifth inning. And again, he's been starting to deter from being a consistent strike thrower just a little bit. He only threw eight balls in his first three innings. And now the strike ratio is sitting about 45 out of 70. That's a tad over 55%. He's been more sporadic with his strike throwing over the last two innings. Falling behind hitters, a third time they're seeing him. They'll certainly be careful here, even if an arm's not ready. Mound visit concludes. Kerstad looks ready to go. You got to remember, Michael Cuevas was drafted out of high school back in 2019. He's only 21 years old. He is a young arm here at the Double-A level. Kerstad's going to see him a third time. He's 1-for-2. Ripped a single his last time up. That would give a chance for Jacob Teeter to extend Bowie's lead here. The first pitch is swung on and belted. Right center field gap. It's going to split the gap and touch down for a base hit. Rutherford there to cut it off. Teeter getting the wave around third. He'll score standing. Throw into seconds. Not in time. An RBI double for Heston Kerstad. Big hit for him with runners in scoring position as Bowie doubles its lead. It's 2-0 Bay Sox. A first pitch ambush for Heston Kerstad, another multi-hit game for him. RBI number 16 on the season, and that was a big one. Sixth hit for the Bay Sox overall here against Cuevas. Now it brings up Kobe Mayo. Kerstad still out there in scoring position with the hustle double to second. First pitch bounces into Mayo, picked on the backhand by Millis. Counts 1-0. That ball was ripped into the gap, but they were playing so deep as Rutherford's got a plus arm that I don't know if Kerstad had a shot to get to second base, but took a really good angle around the bag, pushed the envelope, and was able to slide in feet first underneath the tag. Next pitch to Mayo. He takes a called strike. Fastball looks a little outside, but it's right over the edge. Not even the count at 1-1. It's the fifth double for Kerstad on the season. Also a badly needed hit for him with runners in scoring position. He was only 3-for-21 runners in scoring position entering that plate appearance as Mayo swings and cranks one foul right behind home. Over the netting and into the seats. He's behind 1-2. Mayo's fared a little better than his teammate out there on second base. 261 hitter with runners in scoring position this season. He's got 12 RBIs, including two of them yesterday. 0-for-2 today. He's grounded out to shortstop and popped out to first as Cuevas steps off the mound and takes time. 2-0 Bay Sox if you're just joining us. Bowie getting a leadoff walk across as Teeter came home to score on an RBI double from Eston Kerstad. Kerstad out at second. Here's the 1-2. Mayo watches low and outside. Millis sliding over to his right again to jab at the breaking ball, fading away from the right-handed bat. The count's 2-2. Mayo has been on an exceptional string when it comes to plate discipline. Tough guy to strike out as of late. 2-2. The fastball just a little high and inside. A good take. The count's full. Wave has tried to come back with that fastball over the inner third and freeze Mayo. But a good take. Now the payoff pitch. Wave is set, rocks back and forth, delivers. Mayo swings and fouls it into the mitt of Millis for strike three. Fourth strikeout for Cuevas gets him out of the inning, but Eston Kerstad, an RBI double, extends the Bay Sox lead. 2-0 Bowie as we head to the bottom of the fifth. Here on Capital Gold, WNAV.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack.
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Bay Sox double their lead. They lead 2-0 over the Harrisburg Senators as we head to the bottom half of the fifth here from FNB Field in Harrisburg. Garrett Stallings still on the mound. His first pitch of the frame is a fastball low to the switch hitting catcher Drew Millis, who takes in the lefty box and the count goes to 1-0. Millis, Valera, and Frizzell scheduled to hit for Harrisburg in the frame. 6-7-8. Next pitch is grounded right side. High hop for the first baseman Teeter, who's playing well off the bag. He'll shovel over to the bag where Stallings races over to cover. 3-1 put out, and there's quickly one away here in the bottom half of the fifth. It's been a big bounce-back outing for Garrett Stallings. The offense giving him a little insurance in that last half frame. Eston Kerstad RBI double with two outs. Give the Bay Sox that extra cushion. One out, and the base is empty here as Leonel Valera steps into the plate. Right-handed bats 0-for-1 today with a swinging strikeout. First pitch from Stallings. Fastball zips low below the knees, and it's taken. The count's 1-0. Stallings now at 62 pitches here in the fifth inning, but he has remained in control really throughout most of this outing. Harrisburg only really threatened once. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Tunneled the low fastball with a slider that broke away from the right-handed bat. He swung through it. The count's 1-1. Next pitch on the way. Off speed this time, taken low and away. Two balls and one strike now here to Valera. But Stallings, we talked about how tough those last two outings were for him coming out of the bullpen. Next pitch, fastball at the belt, a called strike, counts 2-2. Had really struggled in particularly in his last two outings, working in the back end of Bowie's tandems. 2-2 pitch. Just a piece, fouled back from Valera towards his backstop. He stays in the count at 2-2. Against Erie last week, Stallings was only able to go two-thirds of an inning, allowed 6 earned runs on 7 hits. Before that, he went 3 innings against Richmond, allowed 5 earned runs on 6 hits. Next pitch. It swung on, lifted, center field shallow. Watson racing in from center, comes in, dives, and he can't make the catch. Tried to dive stomach first, now he throws it into second. The runner, Valera, never stopped running. A hard round of first is going to give him a bloop double. He's in scoring position with one out. Third double of the season for Leonel Valera. It's only the second hit for the Senators. Well, Zach Watson made a very similar play successfully in the bottom half of the first inning, where he dove stomach first, racing in from center field, and was able to catch the baseball with his outstretched glove. This time, just didn't have enough range racing in from deep center. Prieto out at second, didn't have the range to get out there either. Watson's really the only one that had a play. And Valera, to his credit, made a hard round of first and was able to dive in safely to the back. So he's out now in scoring position as Will Frizzell steps up. Frizzell left-handed bats walk tonight. First pitch from Stallings. It's taken low and inside. The count's 1-0. Again, second hit for the Senators. Second time they've had a runner in scoring position. They had runners at the corners, 2 outs in the third. Bowie was able to wiggle out of that jam. 1-0. Fastball for a called strike. Outer third. Evens the count here to Frizzell. Frizzell's had a tough go of it as of late. He's hitless in the month of May. 0-for-12. He's 0-for-7 in the series. 4 strikeouts. Next pitch. It's popped up. Left field, it's chasing Williams back to the edge of the track. He makes a catch. Ball carried out that way. Valera took a few steps off of second base, so he's unable to tag up. He'll head back, and there's now 2 down in the frame. Liner sliced the other way. Frizzell's retired. It brings up the 9-hole man, Jose Sanchez. Sanchez digs into the right-handed box. He's 0-for-1 today. Struck out swinging. One of 5 Stallings strikeouts. First pitch. Sanchez fouls it straight back on the ground. Nothing in one. Stallings able to get ahead that time with another slider. Sanchez, 286 hitter, despite the small sample size with runners in scoring position this season. He's only hitting 197, 14-for-71 overall in the campaign. Harrisburg trails 2-0. Bowie trying to keep them off the board here in the fifth. Next pitch, fastball darts inside. Sanchez lifts his arms out of the way and inherits a 1-1 count. One one pitch. It's taken low and outside, now 2-1. We were talking about how Stallings struggled coming out of the bullpen so far this season. But as a starter, his ERA entering tonight was 2.40. And if he keeps this up, it's only going to continue to dwindle down. Easton Lucas, a lefty, getting loose for the Bay Sox right now. Next pitch on the way is hammered out towards right center field, but it's straight at Heston Kerstad. Broke in a step, then backpedaled a couple, and makes a catch in right to retire Sanchez and the side. Bounce back Garrett Stallings. 5 shutout frames. Bowie leads 2-0 as we head to the sixth here on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
At Luminous Health, we're covering all the bases when it comes to scheduling your healthcare appointments. Services like primary care, orthopedics, physical therapy, and imaging are available to book online from your phone, tablet, or computer. We'll help you find an appointment at a location and time that works for you, because at Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Visit luminoushealth.org, that's LUMINIS health.org, to schedule today.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Top of the sixth here from FMB Field in Harrisburg. The Bay Sox lead the Harrisburg Senators 2-0, looking for back-to-back wins. Cesar Prieto set the lead things off for Bowie here in this frame, followed by Mark Colesvary and Zach Watson. First pitch to Prieto shows bunt, pulls back. It's fastball high. Take it for 1-0. Third time through the lineup for Harrisburg starter Michael Cuevas. Yielded a two-out RBI double to Essen Kerstad in the last half frame, and Prieto takes a breaking ball high in the zone. The count's 1-1. Didn't show bunt that time. Third baseman Jose Sanchez charged in on the offering. Now he's playing very deep and away from the third base bag. It's there if Prieto wants it. 1-1 pitch. Prieto squares again, pulls back at an elevated fastball. Count's 2-1. This is a big game of cat and mouse right now for Cesar Prieto. He's one of the best contact bats in all the Eastern League. A double already today to extend his hitting streak as he takes a fastball at the letters for a called strike. Didn't square that time, and now he's got two strikes. So looks like Sanchez will be able to play his particular position here as they play Prieto to pull in the lefty box. 2-2. It's a fastball high in the zone, and the count fills. Cuevas now over 80 pitches. Somebody's starting to get up and stirring right now in the Harrisburg bullpen. Payoff to Prieto. It's smacked back up the middle over the head of the shortstop, Valera, who leapt up into the air. It's into center field for a base hit. Cesar Prieto just keeps on hitting. A double and a single tonight, both hard hit. He's already extended his hitting streak to 10 games. That's now seven straight starts for Prieto with multiple hits as he waits on first base. Leadoff man aboard for the fifth straight inning for Bowie in this one. It's the seventh hit overall for the Bay Sox as Mark Colesvary steps in. He had a single his last time up in the fourth inning. He's 1-for-2 today into the righty box. First pitch to him. Takes a fastball north of the letters, and the count's 1-0. Not quite sure that actually was north of the letters. Looks like it caught a pretty good portion of the plate based on what our data is saying, but Colesvary will take it. 1-0 pitch. And this time a breaking ball does snap at the knees and evens the count at 1-1 as Colesvary was taking all the way. Mentioned first time in Double A in the Orioles organization for Colesvary, but he is a very experienced player. 1-1 on the way. And he shrugs aside an inside breaking ball to go up 2-1. He previously played for the Cincinnati Reds organization, where he got a handful of major league games last season for the Reds. But they placed him on waivers, and the Orioles claimed him back in October to make him part of their organization. 2-1 pitch. He swings and pops it up. Mile high, foul territory left side. The third baseman Sanchez is racing over towards the edge of the track, and it bounces just in front of him. In the field of play, right up against the padded wall that separates the field-level seating from the Bay Sox bullpen down the left field line, was a tricky track for Sanchez with the twilight hour settling in here in Harrisburg, and he was running with his back towards home plate. You add all that with the wall right next to him, and it's a very difficult play to make, but it was within his grasp. Still, Colesvary has a second life, and it's 2-2. Four strikeouts for Michael Cuevas through the five frames so far. The right-hander collects the ball, brings it in hand to the belt. Now the pitch is popped up. Mile high, left center field. Harris going back into the alleyway. Hassel, the center fielder, coming over as well. It's Harris who takes it. Hassel pulls up at the last minute. Prieto tags. He'll go about halfway to second base, but a strong throw in has him retreating back to first. You talk about the lights in the twilight hour playing effect. Hassel was racing over into the left center alleyway as Harris was coming over from left field. And Hassel looked like he wanted to take that baseball. Harris just kind of leisurely made his way over and stuck his hand out to his left and pulled it in at the last minute. But regardless, it's an out recorded. One down, runner on first for Zach Watson. First pitch. Watson takes low and away. Counts 1-0. He's 1-for-2 today. Scored the first buoy run back in the second after he singled. It's in three straight for Watson. He waits the next pitch of this righty-on-righty matchup with Cuevas. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Off-speed low and away. Watson came up empty on the hack. The count's 1-1. Is an arm up and throwing in the Harrisburg bullpen now as it stands. Right-hander Reed Schaller getting loose. Spin throw back to first. Still check on the runner Prieto. He's back standing. Cesar's 3-for-5 attempting to swipe bags so far this season. But we mentioned Bowie's reluctancy earlier on in the broadcast to run on Drew Millis, who has thrown out a third of the base runners trying to steal on him this season. Very good defensive catcher. 1-1 pitch. Watson takes fastball just below the knees. Ahead, 2 balls and 1 strike. I'm saying just below the knees. That pitch, by the data we're given, also caught a very good portion of the plate, but laterally, the zone has not been kind to pitchers tonight. 2-1, Watson hammers it down the left field line. It's a fair ball. It'll kick all the way into the corner where Harris is there to chase it. He bobbles it against the wall, and now Prieto's getting the send around third. Throw comes in towards home plate. The throw, the tag, in time. Watson out at second with a double, but Cesar Prieto nabbed at home plate trying to score from first. And that was a sensational relay from Harrisburg. The left fielder, Harris, bobbled it against the wall at the 325 mark, threw a rifle into the shortstop Valera, who delivered about as accurate a throw as you can make to the catcher Millis right on top of home plate. He just had to put his glove there, and the ball hit the leather and was right there for Cesar Prieto to slide into. Even one of the best slides in the world couldn't have beat that throw. Sensational relay goes 7-6-2 to nab Prieto. And there's two down with Watson out at second with Dante Williams stepping up. Sometimes you just got to tip your cap. Watson out in scoring position. First pitch to Williams. Swing and a miss. Changeup ducked underneath the bat path. And Williams behind in the count here 0-1. He's 1-for-2 today. Singled back in the second, struck out in the fourth. It's in back-to-back games for Williams after snapping that 0-for-21 stretch. Into the lefty box against the righty Cuevas. Next pitch. He swings and elevates one foul off the netting above the Bay Sox dugout left side. It's quickly nothing and two. Michael Cuevas has flirted with danger a few times tonight. Bay Sox have 8 hits, but only 2 runs to show for it. It would be big for his confidence and for the Senators pitching staff, especially after the Bay Sox hammered them yesterday for 11 runs on 15 hits, if he can get out of this with just the 2 runs across. Williams is a 176 hitter this season with runners in scoring position. He's behind in the count, 0-2, 2 outs. Watson on second, 2-0 game. The pitch bounces in. Good pick on the backhand from Drew Millis. He pounds the glove back into his mitt emphatically after he's able to block that spiked off-speed pitch on Williams. Little razzle-dazzle from Millis, who had to reach across his body to keep that ball in front of him and keep Watson over at second base. I mentioned, it's not just the arm from Millis, it's the reflexes, too. Now the 1-2 to Williams. Swing and a miss. Off-speed low in the zone. Williams down on strikes for the second time. Sixth strikeout for Cuevas. Side is retired for Bowie here in the sixth. Bay Sox have 2 hits in the inning, but they don't play to run. They lead 2-0 headed to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The BaySox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Are you a sailor, power boater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Back here at FNB Field in Harrisburg. Bowie leads 2-0 over the Harrisburg Senators, trying to even the 6-game set. Bay Sox into their bullpen after 5 stellar innings from Garrett Stallings. We will get more on his final line in a moment. For right now, it's Peter Van Loon taking over. The right-hander on the bump coming out of the Bowie bullpen in the back end of this Bay Sox tandem. 6'5", 210-pound right-hander is set to face the top of Harrisburg's lineup. That begins with Robert Hassel. First pitch. Hassel, the left-handed bat, swings and misses at a fastball and falls behind, nothing and one. Sensational from Garrett Stallings. A real bounce back for him after being roughed up out of the bullpen in his last two outings. Next pitch, fastball darts high to Hassel and evens the count at 1-1. 5 innings, no runs on just 2 hits, 1 walks, 5 strikeouts. Stallings was in control as the next pitch bounces in to Hassel. He had to lift his front leg out of the way on the off speed. Bounced out well in front of him. Thought it might have hit him for a minute, but he's back in the box at a 2-1 count. Next pitch. Fastball inside, and Van Loon struggling to find the strike zone here early. It's 3-1. Stallings threw 74 pitches. 44 of them were for strikes. Much needed for him. 3-1. It swung on and cranked deep to left center field. Watson going back into the alleyway. He's not going to get there. Bounces past him and takes 2 hops off the wall. Hassel took a turn for a minute, but he's going to stay parked at second base. His 3rd double of the season. Harrisburg's got their leadoff man in scoring position here in the 6th. Peter Van Loon greeted with some loud contact. This is his 4th appearance of the season, 2nd out of the bullpen, but Van Loon hasn't been stretched out very much. He's entering in a high-leverage situation. JT Arruda steps up now, the switch hitter, batting from the left side. He's 0-2 today. First pitch from Van Loon. Check swing. Did he go? They'll appeal down to third. He held up, according to third base umpire Paul Romer. Counts 1-0 to Arruda on an elevated fastball. Van Loon so far on the season, through with 3 appearances, has an ERA even at 3. He's only gone 6 innings. Allowed 2 earned runs on 5 hits, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts. Next pitch. Fastball over the outside edge, a called strike. Evens the count here to Arruda. Van Loon, a 16th round pick of the Orioles back in 2021 out of UC Irvine. Is that a unconventional time getting settled in a double-A? Next pitch. First look at the off-speed, but it's a breaking ball that doesn't break. Stays high on Arruda, who's up 2-1 in the count. Van Loon pitched in relief in Hartford, the opening series of the season. And took a line drive off the forearm. 2-1 pitch. Grounded back up the middle. It's off the glove of Van Loon. Doesn't see where the ball is. It's off to his right-hand side. Recovers in time to throw to first. That'll erase Arruda. 4-3 on the, or excuse me, 1-3, I should say, on the putout. But Hassel does advance to third as he left as soon as Van Loon was looking around for the baseball and got 90 feet away from Harrisburg's first run. He's the 3rd with 1 away as Blake Rutherford steps up. Rutherford into the lefty box. He's 0 for 2 today. First pitch from Van Loon. Fastball high out of his crouch. Cole's very to keep it in front of him. And the count's 1-0. But since then, Van Loon had to take a little time off after taking that ball off the forearm, but didn't need a stint on the injured list. Just a couple weeks where he wasn't throwing in any games. Next pitch, fastball high, 2-0. He started each of the last two weekends for the Bay Sox on their two-week homestand. Was only able to go two innings. He's still really stretching himself out coming back from the injury. And again, from it still being early in the season for him, not a lot of experience. His 2-1 is, or 2-0, excuse me, is swung on and missed. So it was a breaking ball center cut. Rutherford came up empty on the fading changeup. Counts 2-1. Next pitch from Van Loon is fouled straight back. Came back with another changeup in our third, and he's back in the count here against Rutherford. It's 2-2. So now coming back out of the bullpen after the struggles from Stallings, who has been his reliever in the back end of the tandem each of these last two times. See if he can settle in. Next pitch is popped up. Off the knuckles, shallow on the infield. Third baseman Mayo charges in, takes command, makes the catch. That was creeping towards no man's land for a while off to the right of the mound. Van Loon immediately vacated and allowed an infielder to charge in. The ball was behind him. Figured an infielder would have an easier time for it. Servideo was a little late breaking from shortstop, and Mayo was able to race over and make the catch. So two outs. Hassel stays at third. It's a big second out as Frankie Tostado comes to the plate. First pitch is hammered. Deep to right field. Kerstad back. He's watching it fly out of here. Gone. Well out of the ballpark for Frankie Tostado as he hammers it past the porch in right and past the lights into the parking lot. It's his third home run of the season, his 14th and 15th RBIs. Harrisburg's tied the game at 2. Absolute bomb from Frankie Tostado. It's the third home run Bowie's allowed in the series. Their 36th of the season. That's the second most in the Eastern League. And it ties this game up at 2. First pitch to Trey Harris. Inside. Counts 1-0. Didn't even have time to tell you. Tostado's been dynamite with runners in scoring position this season. He's at a 221 average coming into tonight. He was hitting over 420. With runners in scoring position. This pitch has popped up right side over by the Senators dugout. It drops out of play. Our vantage point here is a little skewed to plays over by the Senators dugout. We saw Colesvary and Teeter racing over and dropped in between them. The count's now 1-1 here to Trey Harris. Harris is 0 for 2 today. He struck out and grounded out. Hits in 5 of 6. He also has a 14-game on-base streak to try to keep alive as Van Loon misses low and outside a fastball. Counts 2-1. Next pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Got him out in front with a curveball. Good location from Van Loon. Well outside to the right-handed bat, and the count goes to 2-2. Here's the pitch. He's fouled back. One with a fastball, outer third, and Harris is able to nick it to stay alive. Well, unfortunate for Garrett Stallings that his stellar five innings will now factor into a no decision after he was in line for the win. But these are the double-A growing pains that a lot of members of this Bay Sox staff have gone through so far this season, and Van Loon right now playing catch-up. Still a chance to get out of the inning tied, the 2-2 pitch. Check swing, he'll appeal down to first. He did not go, and maybe fortunate for Bowie as the ball skipped past Cole's very behind the plate. But the off-speed's taken, and the count's full. 2-2 ball game. Harrisburg tied it moments ago with a two-run home run from Frankie Tostado. Here's the pitch from Van Loon. He fires in low. It's taken for ball four. First walk for Van Loon. Second walk tonight for Bay Sox pitchers. And after getting ahead of Harris early, Van Loon loses him and extends the inning now for Drew Millis. You hope this is a situation Van Loon can wiggle out of. Still only 13 pitches in the frame as the first pitch to switch hitting catcher Millis backs him up off the plate. Fastball nearly took out his kneecap as he jumped backwards out of the left-handed batter's box. He kept the front half of his body leaning over home plate. Awkward way to get out of the way, but that ball nearly grazed him as he's up in the count 1-0, and Colesvary is out of his crouch and at the mound right now trying to settle down his right-hander. Sun is set here on City Island. The Mayflies are out to play. Of course, this stadium here at FMB Field is notorious for the critters who flood all over the stadium lights. The stadium is built on what we've been calling all week City Island. It's a little landmass that's just off the shore from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that is surrounded by the Susquehanna River, and it attracts those little Mayflies in. Next pitch is down low to Millis, picked on the backhand by Colesvary. Counts 2-0. Van Loon trying to settle in and find the zone here out of this mound visit. But because of the proximity to the Susquehanna River and the fact that Mayflies are attracted to those fresh water sources, they make their way over here pretty much every year. And they emerge in May, hence the name Mayfly, but usually they don't get very, very noticeable until the summer. But of course, when it's 79 degrees out here at 8:38 at night, they're going to come out in groves. 2-0. Fastball high, runner goes, throw down to second base, can't be picked on the short hop by Servideo, it juts out into center field. Watson got a good break, and the runner at first, Harris, didn't realize it. It's his second stolen base of the season, but he'll stay put at second. He's in scoring position now, and it's a 3-0 count to Millis. And now if you're the Bay Sox, all of a sudden you worry about falling behind here. Bowie led 2-0. They had a leadoff base runner aboard for five straight innings, only got two runs out of it. Cesar Prieto thrown out at home on an impressive relay in the last frame. Now Harrisburg's made them pay with a two-run homer in this one. Next pitch, 3-0, fastball. It's taken for a called strike. Over the outside edge to Millis. It's a 3-1 count. He was taking all the way there, 3-0. Van Loon set. 3-1 on the way. Swing and a miss. Took a chance throwing a changeup. It was over the outside edge, and Millis swung through it. Somewhat chased maybe ball four there, but now the count's full. 12 walks, 13 strikeouts on the season for Millis. He's been one of the most consistent contact bats, hitting over 300 this season with runners in scoring position. He's got the go-ahead run out at second right now. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss. Van Loon went with back-to-back changeups in or third on the switch hitter batting from the left side. He goes down swinging, first strikeout for Van Loon. Side is retired, but a two-run home run cranked by Frankie Tostado ties the game at two as we head to the seventh. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1360. Or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Ocean,
of the seventh from FNB Field in Harrisburg. It's a brand new ball game as the Harrisburg Senators tie it up 2-2 with the Bowie Bay Sox on a two-run home run in the last half frame from Frankie Tostado. It's a new arm on the bump for Harrisburg after six effective innings from Michael Cuevas. His final line in a moment as Reed Schaller steps in, the right-hander for Harrisburg. He's set to face the bottom third of the Bowie lineup. Begins with the left-handed hitting first baseman Jacob Teeter. And it'll start with a pitch clock violation on Schaller. Baptism by fire of sorts, says Teeter takes ball one to begin the at-bat. I guess he didn't really take it, but he'll take being up 1-0 in the count as the next pitch is a fastball fired in over the outer third for a called strike. 1-1 here to Teeter. He's had two productive plate appearances so far for Bowie in this game. Next pitch. Flinches at a fastball high, but doesn't pick the bat up off his shoulder. Counts 2-1. Grounded into a 4-6-3 double play, but it allowed the Bay Sox to plate a run back in the second. He also walked and scored their second run in the fifth. Next pitch is swung on and lifted out to left center field. Hassel, the center fielder, breaking into the left center alleyway, off to his right, makes the catch. He'll secure it for the first out of the frame. So the final line on Michael Cuevas, six innings. He did yield eight hits, but only two runs. Was able to bend but not break. They were both earned on a walk and five strikeouts. Through 95 pitches, that's a lot for this level, particularly for the Eastern League, where starting arms don't get stretched out an awful lot. He threw 60 strikes. Back-to-back good starts for him. No decision for him and Garrett Stallings, who threw five shutout frames to start for the Bay Sox as we're tied up at two, and Servideo takes inside for a called strike, a fastball that nearly clipped him in his black jersey top. But he sighs out of the way, and it's 1-0. Two strikeouts tonight for Servideo, both swinging the next pitch. He takes another fastball inside, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Reed Schaller is a 2018 draft pick of the Washington Nationals in the third round out of Vanderbilt. Stands at 6'3", 210 pounds, and he pumps a fastball past Servideo. Swings through it. The count's 2-1. So far on this season for Schaller, he is 0-2 with a 2.89 ERA through seven appearances. He's pitched 9 1/3 so far this season for Harrisburg. Yielded three earned runs on six hits. Five walks, six strikeouts. The next pitch for Servideo swung through again. The count's 2-2. And we mentioned it the last time Servideo was up in this game. This is where he has to start to grow now. Coming off those back-to-back multi-hit performances in his last two starts, the strikeouts have still been a plenty for him up here in AA. 19 of them already to zero walks. 2-2. It's a called strike three. Servideo knew it right away as the fastball jetted in over the inside edge and froze him. His third strikeout of the evening. Two down here in the seventh. First two retired by Schaller. Two outs and the base is empty for Arison Plasencia. Speaking of bodies new to AA, it's just the second AA start here for Plasencia. Both have been in the DH spot. He has two groundouts tonight. First pitch, swing and a miss. Bit tardy on that fastball. It's running at about 93 miles per hour for Schaller. He also has a mid-80s curveball he's been featuring, but there's been a lot of late swings from Bowie in this frame. Comes back with the fastball here. Misses just outside, and the count's 1-1. Next pitch. Plasencia takes outside. Curveball couldn't get him to flinch that time, and the count's 2-1. Two runs on eight hits for Bowie, two runs on four hits for Harrisburg, having his nod up here on a Friday evening from FNB Field. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Plasencia is a little late on the fastball. 92 over the outside edge, and now the count's full, or 2-2, I should say. Pitch from Schaller. Millis wanted the call on an outside heater. Tried to frame it, couldn't get the call. The count's full. Top of the order, and Heston Kerstad waits on deck. Plasencia trying to reach to extend the inning. 3-2. It's fought off foul right side, elevated out of play. Count stays full. Schaller set. Here's the next offering. Low and away for ball four. Good battle from Plasencia, who's shown some good plate discipline so far here at the AA level. Was just 3-24 in high A before his promotion. You wouldn't know that watching him his first two games. He reaches down at first base with two down and turns over the lineup for Eston Kerstad. Let's see what Kerstad can do here for the Bay Sox. He's 2-for-3 today. Ripped a double into the right center gap his last time up. Gave Bowie their second run of the game. First pitch to him. He swings and pops it foul into the stands left side. Out of play. 0-1 here to Kerstad. Left-handed bat, only got his fourth hit of the season his last time up with runners in scoring position. He's batting just a shade over 150. Does have 16 RBIs on the season. A lot of them have come from his 9 home runs that sits second in the Eastern League. A check on first. Placencia is back in plenty of time. Has not attempted a steal yet at AA. He was 1-for-1. His 8 games with high A Aberdeen. Now the 0-1 to Kerstad. It's inside, causes him to jump out of the way in the left-handed batter's box. Pull his black batting gloves in towards his jersey tight as he takes and the count's 1-1. Next pitch on the way. Kerstad swings and bounces it left side, charging in the third baseman Sanchez, slings it across sidearm to first on the run in time. 5-3 put out, retires Kerstad in the side. Bowie threatens with a two-out walk. They leave him stranded in the seventh. Time to stretch from Harrisburg. It's 2-2 between the Bay Sox and the Senators. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Inc., your lawn and pest team.
Rams Head on stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Another patient-first difference? Our name says it all. We put the patient first in everything we do. If you're sick or hurt, we want to help you get better and feel better, too. We offer a warm smile when you walk in our doors and a warm blanket if you're cold or need a little extra comfort. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the DC area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Now back to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
Bottom of the seventh inning from FNB Field in Harrisburg. Tie ball game up at 2 between the Bay Sox and the Senators. Bottom third of the Harrisburg lineup to face Peter Van Loon. And the first pitch of the frame is a breaking ball taken low for 1-0 by Lionel Valera. Bay Sox took a 2-0 lead early in this contest, a two-run home run in the sixth by Harrisburg's Frankie Tostado as it's knotted up. Next pitch from Van Loon, fastball settles just high north of the letters to Valera, counts 2-0. Valera's 1-for-2 today, delivered a double back in the fifth inning, was left stranded by Garrett Stallings, whose five shutout frames propelled the Bay Sox to the lead until Van Loon entered in the sixth. Next pitch, fastball just off the plate again, and Van Loon, much like his introductory inning in the sixth inning, he's fallen behind the first hitter here, 3-0. Next pitch, it's a called strike. Valera, before that pitch had even gotten to home plate, had begun to gesture towards first base, but it's a fastball at the knees, and the count's 3-1. Next pitch, that's well outside for ball four. It skips past Coles Vary. Valera, though, is just going to take a brisk jog up to first base. Second walk for Van Loon, the leadoff man aboard for Harrisburg here in the seventh. That'll bring up Will Frizzell. Left-handed bats 0-for-1 today with a walk. Here's the pitch from Van Loon. First pitch, fastball, swing and a miss. Van Loon gets ahead, 0-1. And we'll see how he bounces back here after his first real troublesome inning since the return from the line drive that struck him in his initial appearance this season. 0-1. It's outside again with the heater. Counts 1-1. Because in those two starts back at Prince George's Stadium, he had been very comfortable in his two frames. He did allow a solo home run to Erie, but Erie was just clobbering home runs throughout that series. And he really was hit around hard in that sixth. Next pitch bounces in. Good block from Coles Vary. Keeps the runner at bay at first. Counts 2 balls and a strike. Valera a threat on a Harrisburg team that doesn't run a ton, but have found their wheels at times in this series. He's 3-for-4 swiping bags. He's still getting that oven mitt velcroed around his hand. 2-1. Frizzell takes high. 3 balls and a strike. And right now, Van Loon just doesn't quite have the fastball command that he's looking for to complement that off-speed arsenal. Falling behind two straight hitters here in the seventh. He's trying not to have back-to-back walks. Here's the pitch. 3-1, gets it over for a called strike. Changeup dropped into the outer third of the zone, and the count goes to 3-2. Twelve walks, 30 strikeouts this season for Frizzell. He steps into the lefty box. Van Loon checks on the runner at first. Valera's back with the head first dive. Count still full. Tall righty set at the belt. Kicks and deals, runner goes, pitches high for ball four. Coles Vary was ready to pump down towards second, but the fastball missed north of the letters. Back-to-back walks for Van Loon to lead off the seventh. It was 28 pitches for Van Loon in that last frame. And we've got to remember, he's still warping up to game speed after not having the usual April that most of these arms had. Hasn't gone particularly deep in either of his last two appearances. So we'll see at what point the Bay Sox maybe start thinking about getting one of their shorter inning guys up. But for now, there's two on with nobody out for Jose Sanchez. Third baseman Mayo creeps in towards the cutout. Sanchez in the righty box does square to bunt. First pitch, bunted beautifully. Third baseline, Mayo charges, flips it out of his glove, loses his footing, and it bounces out in front of home plate. Everybody's safe for Harrisburg. The bases are loaded. Kobe Mayo was reaching towards his ankle momentarily. Now gets back to his feet. It's going to go down as a sacrifice in an E5 on Mayo. And allows Sanchez to reach. It's the sixth error of the season for Kobe Mayo at third base. He did slip. I don't know if the slip really affected him. He tried to charge in with the glove hand in field. The ball was well out of his mitt. Before he had lost his footing, everybody was probably going to be safe regardless. But now Harrisburg, a real chance to take the lead. Bay Sox bring the infield in as top of the lineup, Robert Hassel steps up. First pitch. Fastball misses inside at 91. The count's 1-0 here to Hassel. It's already singled and doubled today. Scored one of the two Harrisburg runs. Left-handed bat against the righty Van Loon. Nowhere to put him. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He's gone to that changeup against these left-handed hitters when he's needed to. He got Hassel out in front at the pitch fading away from him. He counts 1-1. Pitch from Van Loon. Breaking ball, tapped, foul. Half-hearted swing from Hassel. Barely took the bat off his shoulder. But it bounces over towards the Bay Sox dugout, and he's behind in the count 1-2. Again, bases loaded here. Nobody out. Tie ball game. Van Loon's going to have to bear down here in the seventh to keep Harrisburg from taking the lead. Hassel this season just 1-11 with runners in scoring position. He's got only two RBIs. The pitch swung on and fouled off. Looked like it caught a piece of Colesberry, who tried to jump out of his crouch and keep it from hitting the ground. But count will stay here to Hassel. This is just the ninth game of the season for Hassel in Double A. Big prize prospect in this Washington system, has dealt with some injuries over the last couple of years. Had a brief stint with Single A Frederick before making the move up here to Harrisburg a couple weeks ago. The next 1-2 is laced up the middle and through for a base hit. Rolls through on Watson, one run scores. Here comes the next. Nope, they'll hold him there. Everybody moves up 90 feet as Valera comes home to score. It's an RBI single for Robert Hassel, his third RBI of the season. Harrisburg's come back to take a 3-2 lead. Third RBI of the season for Hassel. Frizzell up the third, Sanchez up the second. The bases remain loaded with nobody out, and it's a chance for a big inning here for Harrisburg. With the top of his lineup coming up, next is JT Arruda. Switch hitter, bats from the left side. Still nobody up and throwing in the Bay Sox pen. Van Loon's going to have to bear down. And he stings the outside edge with the first pitch fastball. Get ahead 0-1 of Arruda. Well, Arruda is only a 200 hitter on the season. He's 0-3 today. A couple of ground ball outs and a fly out to center field. 0-1. Breaking ball over the inside edge. A called strike. Nice change of pace from Van Loon to get ahead. Nothing in two. Next pitch. Low and inside. Good take from Arruda that time on the off speed. Counts 1-2. Infield remains in for the Bay Sox. And they trail by one. Now there's an arm up and throwing in the Bowie pen. It's their lone left-hander, Easton Lucas. Next pitch. Fastball well outside. Colesberry reaches out to his left to reel it in front of him. Counts 2-2. 9 RBIs on the season for Arruda. He has hit much better with runners in scoring position than he has overall, over 300. 2-2 pitch. And he flinches at a breaking ball low. Keeps the bat on his shoulder. The count's full. Now up to 44 pitches for Peter Van Loon, and he's only thrown 21 of them for strikes. Has to find the zone here. Has nowhere to put him. Nobody out. Bases loaded. 3-2 Harrisburg. Van Loon's payoff. Swing and a miss. Big pitch for the strikeout as it's nicked into the mid, actually, of Colesberry. But it's a huge first out for Peter Van Loon on his second strikeout. Bases remain loaded as Blake Rutherford steps up. And Kyle Moore is taking the walk out. This could be it for Peter Van Loon. Allowed the home run in the sixth inning. Got a big first out here, but given up 3 earned runs and allowed Harrisburg to take the lead, and the manager will take the ball from the right-hander. Pitching change for Bowie will step aside. It's 3-2 Harrisburg here for the Pennsylvania Capitol on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Ink is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Ink can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Ink. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go Bay Sox and On the Green Ink, your lawn and pest team.
Pitching change in Harrisburg as Bowie has let a 2-0 lead slip by the wayside, and Harrisburg threatens to blow the game open here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. It's Easton Lucas, the left-hander on for the Bay Sox. The line is not yet closed on right-hander Peter Van Loon, who only went an inning and a third in the back end of a tandem with Garrett Stallings. Van Loon allowed a 2-run home run for Harrisburg to tie the game in the sixth. He's loaded the bases in the seventh and allowed Harrisburg to take the lead on an RBI single from Robert Hassel. Hassel's on first. Frizzell, who walked, is on third. And Sanchez, who reached on an error, is on second base. That's where we stand with one out in the frame and the bases loaded. And the power-hitting Blake Rutherford coming up. It is a lefty-on-lefty matchup for Easton Lucas, who stands with 3.24 ERA on the season through six appearances. He's 1-0. He's pitched 8 1/3 innings, allowed 3 earned runs on 6 hits, 2 of them home runs, 3 walks, and 12 strikeouts. Opponents hitting .207 against him. Lucas stands at 6'4", 180 pounds, 26 years old. He's originally a 2019 draft pick of the Miami Marlins in the 14th round out of Pepperdine. Was required in a trade by the Orioles. And he now inherits his bases loaded situation with the lefty Blake Rutherford coming to the dish. So set to resume, Rutherford's 0-for-3 on the day. He's flown out twice and also grounded out. First pitch, swing and a miss. Command of the fastball to start for Lucas. The mid-90s heater at the knees generates a swing and miss for strike one. 9 hits on the season for Rutherford in his 8 AA games coming into tonight. 6 of them were for extra bases. Next pitch, swing and a miss again. Out in front of the off-speed this time. The count's quickly, 0-2. Has 3 home runs and 3 doubles. Hits in 3 straight. He's 4 for his last 12 with a pair of home runs coming into tonight. Lucas ahead, 0-2 with 1 out. Here's the pitch. Swung on, tapped up the middle. Backhanded by Prieto, drawn in. Throws to home for 1. That's all they'll get. But a very nice play from Cesar Prieto out at second base. 4-2 to the catcher, Colesveria. Nails the runner coming home in Frizzell and eliminates him for the second out. Hassel up to second. Sanchez the third. Rutherford will reach first. And they stay loaded with 2 outs, but that's a huge second out for Bowie. And a very nice pick on the backhand from Cesar Prieto. Was drawn in, pinched up the middle, and picked that right on the edge of the infield grass. Here's Frankie Tostado. First pitch, called strike over the inside edge. Tostado launched the 2-run home run out of the ballpark to right field his last time up. Big power-hitting bat, particularly in situations like this. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Powered the fastball past him up in the zone, and Lucas is ahead, 0-2. Tostado this season with the bases loaded is 4-for-5, and he already has a grand slam. But Easton Lucas, who has had a knack this season for wiggling the Bay Sox out of jams, he's one pitch away from doing that here. 0-2 to Tostado. That's in the dirt. Good block from Colesberry. The off-speed that's sunk low in the zone. Runners stay. Counts 1-2 off the take from Tostado. RBIs on the season from the one-time Giants farmhand who spent his last 3 seasons here in the Eastern League. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball. Tostado swung through it, and Easton Lucas limits the damage from Harrisburg here in the 7th. Senators do take the lead on an RBI single. They lead 3-2 as we head to the 8th. We'll be looking for a rally on Capital Gold, WNAV.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old-time rock and roll.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, Matt Sabatis here. Macaroni Kid is your local online source to find family fun events, engaging activity ideas, resource guides, and to connect with locally owned, family-friendly businesses throughout the region, like the Bowie Bay Sox. Visit Macaroni Kid online today and subscribe to their free weekly newsletter to stay in the know. Macaroni Kid, they answer the never-ending question, what are we doing for fun today?
Well, thanks as always for stopping by for a little bit of Bay Sox baseball this evening. Hopefully the Bay Sox can use these final six outs to get the offense rolling as they had a 2-0 lead, now trail 3-2. New pitcher on the mound for the Harrisburg Senators as Reed Schaller is done. First pitch in, and the right-handed hitting Kobe Mayo swings and misses at a fastball low. It's 0-1 to start. Kobe Mayo, Cesar Prieto, Mark Closveri set to bat for Bowie in this half inning against Joel Pagero. Reed Schaller is done. Next pitch in, and Mayo fouls it off back to the screen. Count to 0-2. 0-3 day for Mayo. Schaller in line for the win, with Harrisburg taking the lead in the bottom of the seventh inning. He fired one scoreless frame with no hits, one strikeout, one walk. Simple stuff. As Pagero comes set, a right-hander fires the 0-2 pitch, and Mayo watches it miss down and away. One ball and two strikes. Pagero, a 5'11", 160-pound, 25-year-old righty from Santo Domingo in the Dominican. Minor league free agent signed back in January by the Nationals. 1-2 pitch misses under the knees, and the count goes even at two balls and two strikes on Mayo. On the season with Harrisburg, Pagero has 9 appearances, a 5.40 ERA. That's 4 earned runs in 8 1/3 innings. As the 2-2 is lifted in the air on the infield. Left side, the shortstop Valera jogging down, toes on the infield grass, and he almost falls to his backside while making the catch. A hearty lean, but he does bring it down. So one up, one down. Now Cesar Prieto to bat, who's had a good day at the plate, just barely got thrown out when trying to score on Zach Watson's double back in the sixth. You know, when I was down at the field when Watson hit that double, there was a specific reason we don't really need to go into, but I was down and got a good ground level view of that throw as the first pitch in, Prieto watches it miss down. More so the slide, the send and slide that caught it. And it was a good send by Kyle Moore. I think Prieto just might have missed a step somewhere and had a bit of a clunky slide. That's what really took away the opportunity. Timing-wise, it looked like he was going to beat out the throw. 1-0 pitch misses high, and it's two balls and no strikes on Prieto, who's riding a 2-for-3 day. Multi-hit performances left and right for Cesar. They just won't stop. He's had multiple hits in every single game this series. Here's the 2-0. Called a strike. Fastball in the upper outside corner. It's two balls and one strike. But Cesar already has now what equates to 47 hits in 29 games played with the Bay Sox. Leading the Eastern League there as the 2-1 misses down and inside. Count goes to 3-1. And now he's showing off a little bit of plate discipline, a guy that only has 7 walks in the season. Of course, it is against only 6 strikeouts, but, yeah, 7 walks. They shade him to pull on the infield, the 3-1, and Prieto took a half swing, a pitch high. Appeal to the third base umpire says he went around. You know, he just barely missed that opportunity to draw the walk, but the count runs full. Prieto leads the team with 15 multi-hit performances this season. On full counts, he's 3-for-6. 6 walks, no strikeouts. Pagero comes set, bases empty, one away. 3-2 pitch, and it's popped up. Foul ground, left side. Watch it get out of play as the count stays full. Great turnout here at FNB Field in Harrisburg tonight. They've got some great production to get the fans into it. They've been giving away flat-screen TVs. I think it was a student all-star night for, you know, the smart kids, of which I was not back in those days. Another 3-2 pitch, and it bounces in. Prieto eventually draws the walk. First walk given up by Joel Peguero, of course. Third overall by Harrisburg pitching. Tying run on base for Bowie with one out for Marco Lozveri. One for three today. Lozveri singled up the gut in the fourth inning but got picked off of first base. He's flown out twice, once to center field, once to left. Peguero brings ball to glove. Sends home the first, and it's called a strike at the knees. Count starts out at nothing and one. Peguero last appeared 6 days ago against New Hampshire. Struck out the only batter he needed to see. It was very simple stuff. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Just a little bit under the toes. Above the toes, I think. I was saying under the knees. There's about a foot gap between that section. You get what I'm saying. It's nothing at two on Lozveri. But yeah, Peguero has had some very short outings for Harrisburg this year. Again, 9 appearances, only 8 1/3 innings. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. I'm not sure he fed Lozveri anything that was even above mid-range on the quad. First strikeout for Peguero. 7th overall for Harrisburg pitching. And now Zach Watson on a multi-hit day. Righty on righty as Peguero sets out of the stretch, first base side, first pitch, and it misses down and away to Watson, 1-0 to start. Very nonchalant pose for Peguero when he's on the rubber. It's a very slight lean with a glove rested on that front left thigh, and when he brings them together at the waist, doesn't really put too much tension into his back. Next pitch down, but called for strike, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike here on Watson. Single to left field and a run scored in the second inning. He doubled to left field in the sixth. Trey Harris recovered on that bouncing ball that was rolling around through the advertisement they have there in left field, but he recovered it and helped throw out Prieto. 1-1 pitch, down and away. Two balls and one strike on Watson. Runner at first, two away. Cesar Prieto drawing the walk. As the Bay Sox trail 3-2 here in the top of the eighth inning. Peguero sets. The pitch home. And it skips in. Could have been a chance for Prieto to take off. He took a big secondary lead, but decided not to go. Cesar has stolen 3 bases in 5 attempts this year. But again, Bowie has not attempted anything against Drew Millis yet this series. Hitters count, though. Prieto could try. Stays put. 3-1. He is bounced over to third. Could be a, well, not need a double play. It's 2 outs. Sanchez goes to first. The 5-3 putout ends the inning. So Bowie gets a one-out walk. They strand the runner. Bottom of the eighth coming up. Bowie trails by one on Capital Gold WNAV.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Trinity Chimney Service is a local family-owned company who will inspect, sweep, install, repair, restore, and reline your fireplace, stove, and chimney. You have a leaky chimney? Can you see discoloring or cracks from the ground? Call Trinity Chimney. We specialize in repairing masonry chimneys from the roof outside of your house to the fireplace inside. Our goal is to explain what we're doing to keep your home safe, leave it clean, and offer the best experience possible. Proudly serving Maryland neighborhoods from Hereford to Annapolis, Frederick to the Chesapeake Bay and Eastern Shore.
Fans, don't forget every Wednesday at Prince George's Stadium is Wolf Wednesday. Four-legged furry friends get to join the ballpark for free. Just as long as you've got at least one paid admission ticket, you can bring your friend along. Of course, they've got to be leashed and vaccinated with proper tags to be admitted, but still, you don't have to buy them a ticket. They just get to come along and enjoy a nice day. We move on to the bottom of the eighth. Bowie down by one as Easton Lucas continues to deal in relief. First pitch home is a fastball at 95. Called for strike down the middle of the plate. Nothing in one to start as Trey Harris leads off. 5-6 and 7 in the Harrisburg lineup as the next pitch is another fastball too far up and in. Count evens at a ball and a strike. After Harris, Drew Millis and then Leonel Valero will bat. Harris walked and stole second base in the sixth. Got left there. Next pitch. This is up and inside. Two balls and one strike. He struck out swinging in the second. Grounded out to the pitcher in the fourth. Amos Willingham is warming in the bullpen for Harrisburg. He picked up a save the other day. 2-1, swing and a miss. Good off-speed down from Lucas. Count goes even at two balls and two strikes. Lucas, coming off of a bit of a tough appearance against Erie last week, as he fires the 2-2. Pieced foul, back to the screen. Count stays. Lucas was following Chase McDermott. The first batter he saw, he gave up a home run. Last batter he saw, he gave up a home run. So a two-home run performance for Lucas. That tied a career high. Only the second time ever he'd let that happen. 2-2 pitch. Misses down and away. Count runs full. But they were both solo blasts, so it didn't hurt the Bay Sox too much, and they eventually still won the game. 3-2 pitch. Line drive deep out to the right field corner. Kerstad running, looking. It is off the top of the wall. Kerstad will glove it as he heads into second base sliding. The throw bounces in. It's a leadoff double for Trey Harris. He's got hits in back-to-back games, his sixth two-bagger of the season. And just as Garrett Stallings was not even really running into trouble in the fifth inning, but just working through the fifth inning, you could see that the bats for Harrisburg were really starting to square. Leonel Valera did have his double, but then the flyouts from Will Frizzell and Jose Sanchez were both very loud and very far. And then, of course, it's continued now all the way in here into the eighth inning. Here's Drew Millis to bat. Runner at second, still none out. First pitch. And the switch hitter watches fastball miss high. It's 1-0. Millis batting as a right-hander for the first time today. He's 0-3. 3-15 on the season against left-handed pitchers. As Lucas comes set. 1-0 pitch. And it's swung on and missed off speed. Sits middle of the plate, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. Lucas with glove on the front thigh, ball behind the waist, brings them together and faces his torso almost exactly at first base with a little bit of an angle. Next pitch is swung on and missed down. Count goes to a ball and two strikes. Millis is grounded out twice, struck out swinging back in the sixth inning. But Bowie down by one here in the bottom of the eighth. They're only going to have three outs offensively to work with against Willingham. Willingham will try and lock down his fifth save. 1-2 pitch. Fastball too far inside, two balls and two strikes. If the Bay Sox can't overcome this deficit, which they've had trouble doing late in games this season, I've mentioned it, the ninth inning is one of the worst offensive innings for the Bay Sox this season. They've had a tough time just overcoming deficits late in game at any point this year. If they can't do it, they'll fail to win consecutive games. Once again, next pitch up and in, nearly gets the hands of Millis. Had to bring the bat up toward the chest and get out of the way. Count runs full. Back-to-back full counts from Easton Lucas. Bay Sox have won consecutive games only once this season. First two games of the year. 3-2. Ball misses high. Ball four. I'm not sure that one was too high. I suppose Millis's height played a factor on that one. He's 6'2", though. That seemed mid-range. First walk given up by Easton Lucas. Fifth overall from Bay Sox pitching, and now Leonel Valero will step in. Got to imagine another sacrifice might be on the table here. Valero, 1-for-2 with a double, a walk, and a run scored. Kobe Mayo plays in at third if there is a bunt. No bunt. First pitch. Fastball lifted in the air to the right field corner, but foul. Nothing in one to start. Yeah, Valera started out that seventh inning by drawing a walk after the first two batters had been walked aboard. It was a sacrifice bunt attempt. It became an error. And eventually became a run. The 0-1 pitch. Fastball called strike in at the knees. No balls and two strikes. The run that came across was still earned on Peter Van Loon because the sacrifice would have advanced the runners anyway. The error only allowed Jose Sanchez to reach. And the inning would not have ended by the time the run scored. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Another good off-speed from Lucas down. Great sequencing there to go with the fastball on the inside half. And then a breaking ball well outside of the zone for his second strikeout. That's the first out of the eighth. 9 strikeouts overall for Bay Sox pitching, and now here's Will Frizzell. Left-hander has 2 walks on the day. He's also flown out to left field. First pitch in, and he fouls it back to the screen. Nothing in one to start. Lucas has allowed runs in each of his last 2 appearances for the Bay Sox. It's 3 runs total. He's trying to avoid continuing. 0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Off speed down, and it's nothing in 2. At the rate he's moving, very possible. Frizzell, potential double play threat. He's hit into 2 this season, but an even mix of groundouts to flyouts this year. No real tilt in either direction. 0-2 pitch. In there, strike 3! Nice curveball, sat middle of the plate. They thought he'd go down again, but Lucas playing the pitches well. Back-to-back strikeouts, 3 on the day. And after 2 opening base runners, he's got 2 quick outs. Oh, we've got a Mayfly in the booth. Taking a slow crawl up the window pane, and now it's practically about to trap itself in the booth as it's walked past the open window. First pitch here to Jose Sanchez is bounced off of home plate foul. It's nothing in one to start. How do you feel about bugs, Andre? Are you a bit of a squeamish fellow?
Certain bugs. Any spider that's like the size of my palm or larger is probably pretty intimidating.
But that's fair. But you've also got to be familiar and used to the mayflies, even though that one is very creepy looking, I'll be honest. It's crawling all the way up to the ceiling. We're not even really worrying about it at this point.
That's a rather large one.
That is a big boy. Runners at first and second, 2 away. Nothing in 1 on Sanchez, who's 0-for-2. Next pitch. And he fouls it off back behind the netting. Incredible grab in the sweet level by a fan. Didn't even drop his beer. Got on his tiptoes, pulled it out of the air. That thing came off of the bat at 71 miles an hour. And the fan just pulled it down barehanded. I assume the alcohol helped. Got to numb the pain somehow. But it's nothing at 2. The next pitch from Lucas misses well high, a fastball at 95. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Well, my old boss, Erie's broadcaster Greg Gagne, is terrified of bugs. And he'd tell me anytime he comes to Harrisburg, it's one of the few places where he will close the window when the mayflies come out. He does not want anything to do with them. 1-2 pitch. In there, strike 3! Another curveball from Lucas, and he strikes out the side, stranding 2 early base runners. We're on to the ninth. The Bay Sox trail by just 1. They've got to get it done. We'll be back after this on Capital Gold, WNAV.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms.
but less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gaisier. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gaisier on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Homeowners Association. Do I have your attention? HOAs inspire very passionate responses from both advocates and haters. Avoiding HOA disputes is a tricky business. It takes experience, knowledge, and hard work. At Fellner Legal Services, we pride ourselves on preaching good governance. That means writing clear rules, enforcing fairly, and listening to the homeowners. If you have an HOA legal question, visit flslawyer.com today. Fellner Legal Services. Service. Success. Simple.
Well, once again, welcome into F&B Field in Harrisburg. Thank you for stopping by this evening. Alongside Andre McCarroll, I'm Matt Sabatis with you as the Bowie Bay Sox have three outs left to try and tie this game up, trailing just by one run. It's 3-2. And Amos Willingham will take over on the mound for the Senators, replacing Joel Pagero. It's a hold for Pagero with a scoreless inning. He struck out a batter, walked a batter. That was it. But here in the ninth, it'll be Willingham, a 6'4", 217-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Rome, Georgia, 17th-round draft selection in 2019. On the season for Harrisburg, 9 appearances, a 2-0 record, and an ERA of 0. No earned runs in 9 2/3 innings. 13 strikeouts, 1 walk. He's converted 4 saves and 5 opportunities, including one earlier this week. He'll face off against Dante Williams to start. After Williams, Jacob Teeter and Anthony Servideo, 3 straight lefties in the Bay Sox lineup. First pitch, Williams flinches on a fastball. Inside, it's 1-0 to start. 1-for-3 day for Williams. He singled out the middle in the second inning, got taken out on a double play as the 1-0 pitch is again. Oh, wow, that went for a called strike. Fastball looked to be in the same location. A little bit further in the middle of the plate, still the same height, however. It was even in a ball and a strike. Next pitch, and Williams slices it foul. Back to the netting, 1-2. Willingham came in the eighth inning back on Tuesday, struck out the only batter he saw, and then in the ninth gave up a couple of base hits but got a strike out at the end as Bowie lost 5-1. Yeah, he came in with the bases loaded, so it was still a save opportunity because the tying run was at the plate, even though it was a 4-run lead. Willingham steps off the back of the rubber, resets, and now we're ready for the 1-2 pitch. Here it comes, and it's fouled off again. Just a piece. Oh, did that get Anthony Servideo in the hole? I think he's okay. Had to turn his back to it, and it just missed him, hit off of the netting by the dugout. They raised that railing and that netting in the dugout. I had forgotten that it was much, much shorter last season. Another 1-2 pitch, and another foul. Williams lifts it out of play left side. Count stays. Yeah, before, if you stood up there, your entire upper half would be uncovered, but now you can stand up and be safe. Another 1-2 pitch, and Williams breaks his bat on a bouncing ball to second base. The bat went over toward the umpire at first, while JT Arruda scoops the ball and throws to first base in time. 4-3. Well, of course, that was a changeup in on the hands, very inside, so it sawed off the handle of Williams' bat, and he's just carrying that nub while the bat boy goes and retrieves, I'd say, about 80% of the remainder of the piece. But Williams is retired. The Bay Sox are down to their final two outs this evening. Jacob Teeter, the batter. First pitch to the lefty, and he watches it miss inside at 96. Count starts out at 1-0. Teeter hit into a double play in the second inning. A run scored on that play, but he didn't get an RBI, of course. Next pitch, and he grounds it up the middle and past the outstretched glove of Arruda into center field, a base hit. Teeter has hits in 3 consecutive games now. He's 1-for-3 today, representing a tying run on base with 1 out in the top of the ninth. So now Anthony Servideo, who really needs to get bat to ball here, 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. Struck out twice yesterday. And now Jacob Teeter is going to be replaced by a pinch runner. That's, who is that, Florentino? Who is that?
Nolberth Romero, I think so.
Yeah, they've got a different number on somebody. We do not have a 35 on our roster. That's unfortunate. We're going to say Nolberth Romero. That's what they went with on the announcement. We have no way of knowing since they're not wearing the right jersey. That's on the player to grab the jersey when they get going for the road trip. First pitch into Anthony Servideo, misses high. Can you recognize him, Andre? You've got
that. That is Nolberth Romero.
That is Romero? Okay.
I'm thinking because he didn't start the road trip with Bowie, maybe that's why the jersey's not the same? I don't know.
Perhaps. Oh, Servideo starts ahead, 1 ball and no strikes. And Willingham takes a long wait off of the mound back end to reset. 1-0. Servideo fouls it off into the netting. One ball and one strike. 3-2 Bowie trails here in the top of the ninth inning. Still no wind. It's been a lovely early summer evening here in Harrisburg. As the 1-1 is checked on, called a strike anyway, lower inside corner. Mild shade on the pull side for the infield. Next pitch, swing and a miss, high for strike three. Servideo strikes out for the fourth time today. First strikeout for Willingham. Eighth overall for Harrisburg pitching. And two away here in the top of the ninth as Bowie is down by one run. Harrison Plasencia will try. Instead, he'll be replaced by Randy Florentino. So the Bay Sox bring in a left-hander to continue the path. Willingham still taking plenty of time to reset himself, I guess. With the pinch hitter, they're just kind of going at their own pace on a lot of things. But we had a 2-0 advantage at one point in this game, but they trail by one. First pitch, and it's lifted in the air. Shallow left field. This could end the game. Running out on it, Harris, the third baseman now, scooping it up. Jose Sanchez makes the catch, and that's the ball game. The Bay Sox will have to try again another day to win their second consecutive game for only the second time this season as they fall to 9-20 with a 3-2 loss, a game they led 2-0. We'll be back after this. Andre, we'll get you Bay Sox postgame in a little bit. You're listening to Capital Gold WNAV.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to BaySox.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's now time for Bay Sox postgame. Let's head back to the ballpark.
Bay Sox fall tonight from Harrisburg, 3-2 over the Senators, as they have now dropped three of the first four here in this six-game series. Andre Miguero with you on Bay Sox postgame to go over how it all went down and look at the rest of the action around the league and get you set for tomorrow's contest as well. Plenty of postgame festivities getting underway here in Harrisburg on what was a stellar night at the ballpark, but just not for the Bay Sox, who started fast but were unable to hang on here late on in this one. So let's go over how it all went down, as Bowie has now lost five of its last seven contests. They've dropped to 9-20 on the season. First Eastern League team to 20 losses, and they drop further back in the Southwest Division standings. So how this game all started, well, it was a late start time, 7:03 p.m. Eastern time, and it started with a matchup between Michael Cuevas on the mound and Garrett Stallings. And Stallings was really looking to get right after two very poor relief appearances in the back end of tandems for Bowie. Well, for whatever reason, he has been stellar when starting games for the Bay Sox. Came in with a 2.40 ERA as a starter this season and compiled that with five shutout innings tonight. He kept Harrisburg off the board. They only had multiple base runners in one inning, and that was the third, where Cesar Prieto was able to make a fine play at second base to keep Harrisburg from getting on the board. And Stallings really looked good throughout most of his start. The offense as well gave him some cushion and had him in line for a win. It was an early start for the Bay Sox offense in the second inning. Zach Watson led off the inning with a single. Dante Williams moved him on, and then Bowie was able to get on the board. Not via an RBI from Jacob Teeter, but he was able to put bat to ball and help Bowie get the offense going on what was a 6-4-3 double play ball to get them in the lead.
1-2 pitch, and Teeter, a bouncer, out towards second. This will score the run. Scooped at second by Arruda to Valera, and then back to Tostado at first. It's a double play, but it does bring home Zach Watson. No RBI for Teeter, but the Bay Sox lead 1-0.
So it was a run that the Bay Sox would take early on in a game just to try to get something across and get a lead. And then Bowie would double that lead. A leadoff walk to Jacob Teeter in the fifth inning eventually led to a two-out situation with Heston Kerstad coming up. And he was able to ambush the first pitch from Cuevas, who pitched to a lot of hard contact in this one. Kerstad was eventually able to get to him. Give a chance for Jacob Teeter to extend Bowie's lead here. The first pitch is swung on and belted. Right center field gap. It's going to split the gap and touch down for a base hit. Rutherford there to cut it off. Teeter getting the wave around third. He'll score standing. Throw into seconds. Not in time. An RBI double for Heston Kerstad. Big hit for him with runners in scoring position as Bowie doubles its lead. It's 2-0 Bay Sox. So at the time, it doubled Bowie's lead, and it was looking pretty good with Garrett Stallings on the mound. But as has become a consistent theme for the Bay Sox this season, the back end of tandems have struggled, and particularly in those middle innings, it has unraveled for them. Peter Van Loon, who had pitched good starting each of his last two games, they move him to the back end of the tandem because they're trying to get Garrett Stallings going. Well, Van Loon comes in the sixth inning and just did not have very good fastball command. Leadoff double to Robert Hassel, and then a couple of outs recorded, but then Frankie Tostado stepped up, and he immediately changed the complexion of the game. That was creeping towards no man's land for a while off to the right of the mound. Van Loon immediately vacated and allowed an infielder to charge in. The ball was behind him. Figured an infielder would have an easier time for it. Servideo was a little late breaking from shortstop, and Mayo was able to race over and make the catch. So two outs. Hassel stays at third. It's a big second out as Frankie Tostado comes to the plate. First pitch is hammered. Deep to right field. Kerstad's back. He's watching it fly out of here. Gone. Well out of the ballpark for Frankie Tostado as he hammers it past the porch in right and past the lights into the parking lot. It's his third home run of the season. His 14th and 15th RBIs. Harrisburg's tied the game at two. an old foe in Tostado. It's been each of the last two seasons in Richmond as part of the Giants system. Comes over to Harrisburg this year, and he has been a force in the middle of a Harrisburg lineup that has struggled to find its offense. Bowie once again gives up another long ball, their third of the series to the team, and the fewest home runs in the Eastern League entering the series in Harrisburg. Wouldn't end there for Van Loon as he stepped up in the seventh inning, walked the first two batters he faced, and that set up a situation with the nine-hole hitter Jose Sanchez coming up, who squared to bunt. It was an error made by Kobe Mayo charging in to try to scoop it with the glove, and that loaded the bases with nobody out and brought up prize prospect Robert Hassel, and it was a situation Van Loon could not wiggle out of. Had a brief stint with single-A Frederick before making the move up here to Harrisburg a couple weeks ago. The next 1-2 is laced up the middle and through for a base hit. Rolls through on Watson. One run scores. Here comes the next. Nope, they'll hold him there. Everybody moves up 90 feet as Valera comes home to score. It's an RBI single for Robert Hassel, his third RBI of the season. Harrisburg's come back to take a 3-2 lead. Fortunately enough for Bowie, Van Loon would then get a strikeout. And then Easton Lucas came in and pitched very well the last inning and two-thirds for the Bay Sox. He was able to get a big strikeout to get them out of that frame. And then K'd the side in the eighth inning around a leadoff double. Lucas has been one of those very good short relievers in the bullpen for the Bay Sox. But again, the back end of this tandem allowed the damage, and it was one that the Bay Sox were unable to recover from. And something Bowie will live to regret in this game is just in those middle innings not adding on more runs. There was a span of five innings in a row against Michael Cuevas where Bay Sox had the leadoff man reach, but they only came to score around two runs. That's not a terrible ratio, but it's one where Bowie would want to add on maybe crooked numbers in one of those innings or maybe try to push one of those runners across. It's been hard sledding for this Bay Sox offense, and after the big day yesterday, you were hoping for a little bit of a better showing, but again, they out-hit Harrisburg tonight, just can't find a way to push those runs across. The final lines in this one, the Bay Sox, two runs on nine hits. They had one error, and they left seven men on base. Harrisburg did leave nine on base, but they had three runs on six hits with no errors. So Bowie out-hit Harrisburg in every game so far in this series. They only have one win to show for it, so they'll look to correct that as we move on in the series. Reed Schauer gets the win. He's 1-2 on the season. Peter Van Loon, the loss, drops to 0-1. Amos Willingham gets his fifth save already of the season. In a game that took 2 hours 31 minutes to complete in front of 6,846, the announced attendance tonight at FNB Field in Harrisburg. When we come back on Bay Sox postgame, we'll take a look around the rest of the Eastern League and the rest of the Orioles system and then get you set for tomorrow's contest when we come back here on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland. The real estate company of choice.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Monument Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 202-908-5555. That's 202-908-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Monument Medical Clinic now to qualify. 202-908-5555.
Back here on Bay Sox postgame from FNB Field in Harrisburg, Bowie falls 3-2 tonight to the Harrisburg Senators, dropping their third game in four against Harrisburg with two left to play later on this Mother's Day weekend. But let's take a look around the rest of the scores in the Eastern League and around the Orioles system before we preview tomorrow's matchup and taking a look around the rest of the Eastern League. This is one of four final scores right now, one of five actually. There's only one game currently going on, and it's a barn burner right now. In the bottom of the ninth, Reading is looking to rally against New Hampshire. Fisher Cats, only problem, they're up 14-6, so Redding's going to need 8 with their final out of the game if they want to rally behind in that one and avoid dropping to 11-19 on the season as New Hampshire looks to move 2 games over 500. The Curve walk off Akron in 10 innings tonight in Altoona, 2-1, the final score in that one. Portland takes down Somerset 10-5 as the Sea Dogs move to 21-10 on the season. Erie takes down Richmond again, 6-1 for the Seawolves. They're a half game out of first place as it stands right now in the Southwest Division. They came in to the series against Bowie last week in 5th, but they have looked like a whole new team these last 2 weeks as they continue to rally. Wilmer Flores gets the win in that one for the Seawolves. Binghamton falls to Hartford at home, 10-9, and other Eastern League action as well. Around the Orioles system, hey, it's not all bad, even with the Bay Sox falling again tonight. Baltimore up 6-2 on Pittsburgh as the Orioles look for their 25th win of the season. Cedric Mullins has the cycle. He's 4-for-5 with a single, a double, a triple, and a home run. We were just talking about yesterday on the broadcast how he was the last Bay Sox player to have a cycle back in 2019 because Cesar Prieto was only a double short of one yesterday. But Mullins does it for the Orioles today as they look to close out another victory. AAA Norfolk also looking to start a new winning streak against Jacksonville. The Tides are up 8-4 in that one. At the high A level, Aberdeen's up 6-5 on Hudson Valley. Jackson Holliday did not start that game. He came in as a pinch hitter and walked. Dylan Beavers was in the starting lineup as a DH. He went 0-4-3 at the dish as it stands right now. Delmarva 7-2 winners down at the single A level. 3-hit day for Samuel Basayo in the DH spot as he went 3-for-5 with a double and 3 runs batted in. He's been hammering the ball. We'll see if a promotion is in his future soon. But the Bay Sox at the AA level do fall tonight, 3-2, the final score against the Harrisburg Senators. They have 2 more games here in Pennsylvania's capital trying to salvage a split in the series. And that will start tomorrow night at 6 o'clock with the first pitch. Chase McDermott, the right-hander, getting the ball for Bowie. 2-2 with a 2.84 ERA. Big pitching prospect for the O's. We'll look to help them get back on track here in Bowie. Still to be determined on Harrisburg's starter as they look to field an injury in their rotation. So we'll see if Bowie can get back in the win column tomorrow. It'll be a DCA Imaging Systems pregame show at 5:40 before the 6 p.m. first pitch. But for now, we're signing off here from FNB Field in Harrisburg. For Matt Sabatis, I'm Andre Magero. We thank you for listening to this presentation of Bay Sox Baseball.
This broadcast of Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNEV has been brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steam Fitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Valner Legal Services, and Bally's. Join us next time for Bay Sox Baseball, exclusively on Capital Gold WNAV Annapolis.